members of Congress who knew about these wiretaps is Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He says they're legal and shouldn't stop.
Losing this capability and going blind and not being able to continue to prevent attacks on the United States.
But Democrat Jay Rockefeller, who was also briefed on the program, says there's another issue here.
I am strongly for the goals, but I want it to be done under the law.
Rockefeller says the White House is misusing secret information, selectively releasing only what helps justify its actions. Batva, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, Super Bowl 40 belongs to the Steel City. Pittsburgh beat the Seattle Seahawks 21-10 to capture their fifth Super Bowl title.
I am so excited!
Touching off a night of partying in the streets, the big game was played in Detroit, the hometown of Steelers running back Jerome Bettis, who announced his retirement after the game.
I don't think you could have scripted any better. I think if you could, somebody sent it to Hollywood, they would turn it down because they say it couldn't happen.
For Seahawks quarterback Matt Hasselbeck, the better team took home the trophy.
The Steelers played well enough to win, and we didn't, and so they should get the credit, and it is disappointing, it is hard.
Well, after the fallout from Janet Jackson's fallout 2 years ago, there were jitters over the halftime performance by the Rolling Stones. That Stones classic got a word deemed too suggestive snipped, ditto in other of the Stones songs, Rough Justice. She is a medical marvel. Isabelle Dinoir, the recipient of the world's first partial face transplant, meeting reporters for the first time this morning. The 38-year-old woman, disfigured in a dog attack last year, said she now has a face like everyone else and intends to resume a normal life. It's a spasm of pain and anger.
At the Egyptian port of Safaga, where angry relatives have ransacked the office of the company that owned the ill-fated ferry. The ground is covered with documents and furniture that was smashed and then burned. The windows of the office were smashed and computers destroyed. Relatives blame the company for a disaster they believe should have been prevented. Robert Berger, CBS News, at Safaga Port in Egypt.
The outrage over newspaper cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad shows no signs of abating. A violent clash with security forces in Afghanistan today. At least two demonstrators are dead, and protests have spread to southern Iraq. The prime ministers of Spain and Turkey are the latest leaders to appeal for calm. Checking Wall Street's prospects right now, S&P futures are up too. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Only one problem this morning for those commuters headed through the Lakewood area, westbound 6th Avenue, just east of Sheridan. There's a crash, so you allow yourself some extra time if you're headed into that area. Now, also in the high country, chain laws in effect for Loveland Pass for commercial vehicles. Roads are very icy. They're snow-packed and some drifting snow as well. Now, for the weather, today mostly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. The low in the high to teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, a little warmer and cloudy. The high reaching the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you need 100 reasons to love hotels and Orbitz? Save up to $100 when you book a hotel now. Do you really need to know the 99 other reasons? Supplies are limited and restrictions do apply. See Orbitz.com for details. Feel the love with Orbitz and go.
Randy Rhodes.
There's sadness all over the world, and they're sad because they hate our freedom. And I'm going to stop the world's sadness. I'm going to stop sadnessists all over the world. I mean, it makes as much sense to say, I'm fighting a war on the feeling. I can't fight this feeling anymore. I don't spend much time on it. Thank you, President Ario Speedwagon. Thank you.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Smart Balance Buttery Spread and by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. The government of Lebanon apologized today to Denmark after a mob of angry Muslims protesting a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad published in a Danish newspaper and reprinted in some other European papers set fire to the building housing the Danish diplomatic mission in Beirut yesterday, one of many violent protests around the world. The Danish government says, don't blame us.
We do not print the papers. The government does not print the papers.
More after this for Smart Balance. Smart Balance calls its remarkable Omega Plus the ultimate buttery spread because it offers so many health benefits. First, it contains the famous balanced fat blend to help boost HDL, good cholesterol, with zero trans fat. Second, it contains natural plant sterols to help reduce LDL, bad cholesterol. Third, it contains omega-3 from the sea to help cut triglycerides and has other important benefits, too. Smart Balance Omega Plus is truly the ultimate buttery spread, and its buttery taste melts in your mouth. If, like many entrepreneurs, you've dreamed of launching your own online store, but always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seems so daunting, HostwayBusiness.com wants you to know it doesn't have to be that way. They'll design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Make your e-commerce dream a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today. Cartoonist Martin Rosen of the British newspaper The Guardian says, yes, the cartoons of Muhammad were provocative.
They were probably extremely provocative, but it's the reaction to it which is so absurd.
That reaction is not very good for the image of Islam, some Muslim groups acknowledge.
I cannot justify the violent reaction.
Rabia Ahmed is spokeswoman for the Council on American Islamic Relations.
There's no justification for the destruction of buildings or the harming of innocent individuals.
But there are no innocent individuals in the minds of some, as Agnes Rayal of CBS News Baghdad reports.
The Islamic Army in Iraq, a leading force in the insurgency battling the U.S.-led coalition, put out a gruesome web statement calling on their followers to capture and cut to pieces any person who comes from a country where the inflammatory cartoons of Prophet Muhammad were published. Those countries could include France, Germany, and Spain, among others.
So it's nationality that incriminates.
Whether it's military, you know, in the case of the Italians and the Danes, or simple citizens, contractors, journalists possibly, anyone basically, any civilian or military person in country is now a target.
And talk about provocative.
Basically, in this statement, they said, quote, "We swear to God, if we catch one of their citizens in Iraq, we will cut him to pieces to take revenge for our prophet."
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Everyone can use a little help with dating and relationships. And now, you have a great way to get it at Match.com. Because we're working with...
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how.
The way you can make the best first impression is to be excited about who you are.
Come be a part of an online relationship revolution and see what we can do for you. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
The Osgood File, February 6th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It can't be. It mustn't be. But by God, it is. It's Monday morning already. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 44. Low tonight, 18. Not too bad out there right now, although... and you're not supposed to talk about this in radio. They teach you this in Radio 101. Don't talk about what's going on inside the radio station. Even though I can tell you, man, this place in here is like a meat locker. We could hang corpses in here with no problem. And there probably are some corpses somewhere in the back. Good morning. It's good to have you along here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. And did I already give you the hi today? I think I already did that. Okay, there's lots of stuff to talk about this morning. And then in some respects... there's absolutely nothing to talk about. I got to tell you, right off the get-go here, I saw none, zero, zip of the Super Bowl. I didn't even see the Stones because Mary and I were in the middle of moving. So I saw none of that. And I don't know how the Stones did. John Turk tells me they did pretty good, that they sounded great. They did, what, three songs?
They played three songs. They Start Me Up was the first one. Then they played Rough Justice off the new album. And then Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Yeah, they are my all-time favorite rock and roll group. I like.
I tell you what, though, it's kind of a turnoff seeing Mick Jagger gyrate his hips like he does at 65 or however old he is.
Well, you wish you were in that good of shape.
Most men, you know, if that happened to anybody I know who's 60 years old, man, they'd be in the hospital. But good for them. All right, but I just didn't see it. So here's the things we can't talk about this morning, unless you want to talk about them. The Stones and the Super Bowl, because I didn't see it. Your favorite, and I can, listen, you laugh, but I can remember doing morning radio after the Super Bowl, and I guarantee on the other radio stations they're doing this. Call us now with your favorite Super Bowl commercial. You know, I didn't see any of the commercials, so I don't know. Let's analyze the quality of the coverage. No, I didn't see that, so I can't talk about that either. Is there anybody else out there who didn't see the Super Bowl? I assume you watched it, didn't you, Turk?
Yes, I did. The whole thing.
Yeah. Sports Nazi. You know, is there anybody else out there, 303-713-7600, who watched the Super Bowl? Or am I the only one who sat it out? And if you didn't watch the Super Bowl, you can also call me. It's 303-713-7600 and tell me you didn't watch the Super Bowl. I don't think there's anything wrong. But, you know, it becomes like a peer pressure thing because people keep coming up to you all the time saying, oh, you know, are you watching the Super Bowl? What are you doing on Sunday? Are you watching the Super Bowl? No, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. You know what it is I got to move. I got stuff to do. And Mary and I did get moved over the weekend. But I had other stuff to do. And then people look at you, some people look at you like you're nuts. Like, how can you have something else to do and not stop whatever it is you're doing and watch the Super Bowl? But to be honest with you, I can't tell you the last Super Bowl I have watched. And I think if my memory serves me correct, didn't we do a whole discussion here once about sports? And about violence and football and all that kind of stuff? I'm just not a sports fan. Wait, I like baseball. But I'm not an avid baseball fan, but I like baseball. And I'll guarantee I'll go to some Rocky games this coming season. Because, I like the Rockies. I always have, and I always will. And one of the first things that they... the first time I came out here, like 6 or 7 years ago, they wanted me to do afternoons on the other radio station, and one of the things they did was they took me to a Rockies game, which, you know, I was totally, completely thrilled with that. And I really liked it. But what are you saying to me, John? Which one is it? Okay. Paula, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I saw some of the Super Bowl. I was baking dinner, and I watch it mostly for the commercials.
Really?
Yeah. But they were a little disappointing, although I liked the one with... there was one that started out like one of the older Budweiser was, I think, with horses. But then they had some sheep that went through, and one of them was like shaved and pink, and they called it a streaker.
Huh.
And so it stopped out in the middle and started dancing. And so that one was kind of cute.
Yeah, you know, people always talk the morning after about the commercials. And, man, those guys, they pay a lot to get those things done, and they pay a lot for access to those things, too, to be able to buy that time on there. And I wonder if you think that stuff's effective. You think people see that stuff and then go out and buy those products?
Well, if I'm any indication, I may remember the commercial, but I usually won't remember the product.
Huh, that's pretty interesting. You remember the commercial but not the product.
Yeah, I got a call once, people asking me if I recognized, like, jingles and songs that were used for certain radio stations or television stations, and I said that I recognized it, but I couldn't tell you what station it was.
Hmm.
So I don't pay enough attention, I think. But I did see a movie that I wanted to mention to you.
Sure.
Good Night and Good Luck.
Absolutely. I've seen it.
And my husband is a rabid Republican, and I've told him several times if he doesn't wise up soon, I'm going to seriously question his intelligence.
Did you take him to see the film?
I did, and I leaned over midway through it, and I said, if this doesn't make you scared and question, then nothing will. It was very good.
Yeah, and what did he say about that?
He was pretty quiet.
Well, there's that book out by Haynes Johnson. I can't think of the name of it. We had him on here prior to the holidays. You have to go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and look for it. And it's all about the McCarthy era and how it relates to politics today. And it's well worth reading. And you ought to read it, and then you ought to give a copy of it to your husband to read.
Haynes Johnson. Okay.
Haynes Johnson. Because I'll tell you something, McCarthyism is the lineage of the Republican Party.
Yeah. And also, I think you were talking about, your predecessor, Rachel Maddow, was talking about the Nixon hearings and everything, and how he went on a roadshow right afterwards saying the president can do this because
right.
the president did it.
Right.
And the parallels are amazing, and I can't believe that people don't see it.
Because we don't remember. That's part of the problem. We don't remember. If you listen to this radio station, and I've said this before, think about this. If you listen to this radio station, particularly if you're up at 6:15 in the morning listening to the station, you make a conscientious effort to want to talk about politics and social issues. A lot of people, for them, you know, they get up in the morning and they turn on the new Willie FM or something, and that's what they listen to. And so they don't really, they're not really into every nuance of everything that goes on. So they have a tendency to forget about what went on with Richard Nixon. You know, as time goes on, people have a tendency to, you know what happens. Your memory fades, and you kind of distance yourself from what the guy really did. And so a lot of people just don't realize what Nixon did during that time and how some of his conduct mirrors the same conduct of George W. Bush. And that's why you got to go, and you got to go to people who may be on the fence a little bit, or people like your husband, and you got to go, look, don't take my word for it. Here, look at the historical perspective of it and read about Joseph McCarthy and read about the blacklist and read about the things that went on and the lives that were ruined and see if you think that that's a proper way for America to conduct itself. And look at the parallels between that and the current administration and the way the GOP operates. That if, you know, you're not on their side, if you don't see things the way they do, you're less than patriotic, and we have the right to go out and smear you.
Yeah, and they're using the same words.
Right,
that's
exactly
mm-hmm. what you said. Same exact phrase.
Never changes. They use the same stuff. You know, I said that to Governor Bill Owens when he was in here last week. I said, you know, your lineage goes back to the McCarthy era. And the sooner those of us progressives and liberals learn this and realize that this is where this is coming from, the easier it will be to battle it. So get that book. If I had an extra copy of it, I would mail you my copy, but I've only got one hardcover copy, and he signed it, so I got to keep it.
Well, absolutely, and I really enjoy your show. And I've been
Thanks.
Interested in politics since, about the seventh grade.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, and so I never lose interest.
Good,
I just
good
get
for you.
Scared.
I am. Well, me too. But, we're fighting them. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Okay, have a good morning.
You too.
Yeah, you know, get that Haynes-Johnson book. I haven't pushed that book in a long, long time, but if you want to see where the GOP is coming from and how they operate, and there's particularly talking pieces like Ken Melman, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mike Rosen, all of those people. I mean, there's where you go. 303-713-7600, three lines open here. I don't know if we're talking Super Bowl. I don't know if we're talking culture, politics. Coming up at 6:30, we're going to talk about the trouble with these cartoons about Allah and the fact that there are deadly protests going on all over the Middle East, and we'll weigh in on that coming up. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 a.m. 7:60.
Surprise her this year with something new from Intrigue Jewelers, a colored diamond. Intrigue Jewelers has affordable quality colored diamonds in blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, and the very rare imperial red. For a gift to be remembered, come to Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center. Intrigue Jewelers also has a variety of Valentine's jewelry starting at below $100. Intrigue Jewelers at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue for all your jewelry needs.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
If you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk with the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. The number again, 720-524-1001.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Wire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you four-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 44, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, they have it on down here on the weather forecast again. Intermittent clouds. Like we're getting intermittent transmission signals. All right, little Stones, who I didn't see at the Super Bowl halftime. Monday morning. No Power Hour. Good to have you along here this morning. All right, we're coming up at 6:30. We're going to talk about the protests that are going on across the Middle East, and also some in places like Germany and also in England about these cartoons that are offensive to Islam. And we'll talk a little bit about that coming up. Right now, we're talking about the Super Bowl, the Republican Party, and whatever else could be on or is on your mind during the hour of No Power. And we got one line open here at 303-713-7600. Let me go to Mark in Lakewood. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to see if any of the other listeners noticed right before the Super Bowl, Clinton's face came up on the screen, and he was, you know, the famous scene about I did not have sex with that woman. He was saying that. They cut it off before he said sex with that woman, but it had nothing to do with the Super Bowl, and to me it seemed like some kind of subliminal right-wing ABC, you know.
Hmm.
It was very strange. I just wanted to see if anybody else out there noticed that.
Yeah, see, now I wasn't watching, so I don't know. So if somebody knows, they should call us at 303-713-7600, and have we caught ABC, owned by Walt Disney, have we caught them in some kind of subliminal type of campaign. I don't know. I didn't see it, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, well, it'd be interesting to hear from the rest of the listeners.
All right, well, if somebody saw it, maybe they can... did you see it, Turk? No, John says...
I didn't catch that. I don't know. Maybe I was grabbing a beer out of the fridge or something, but I missed that one.
Yeah, it was very strange, but I thought I'd bring that up this morning.
All right, well, glad you did, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right, anybody see that? Or did anybody see that little abnormality? Anybody catch that Clinton thing? Or was that just maybe Mark who saw it? Let's go to Scott at Arvada. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Oh, Pat. I'm sorry, Pat. Wrong button. Go ahead.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm going to get mad at you.
What for?
I'm 64, Jay. I can gyrate better than Mick any day of the week. Just because we're in our 60s, Jay, doesn't mean that we're all in a wheelchair.
I wasn't the one who said that. That was John Turk. You got to call back and get mad.
Well, I'm going to have to spank him then.
That's his fault.
But I have to tell you this. Not a Stones fan, never have been.
Oh, come on.
Nah, I'm a Moody Blues fan all the way.
Oh.
And they're so much classier.
No, they're boring.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Now, he was... I kind of thought, well, yeah, I'm going to watch this because I hear you talking about them. And I thought, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to see what the draw is. I got to tell you, I still haven't figured that out. Did watch the game, watched it with my husband. It was fun. And I was the one ad that one caller mentioned about the horses and the streak. It was hysterical. It really was cute. Here are the horses lined up. You've got all these animals with the plains as sort of the crowd in the background, buffalo, you name it, rams, and here comes this shorn lamb shooting through. Just really cute.
Well, who was the sponsor? Was that Budweiser?
Oh, Budweiser, yeah.
You know what it is? Next year I got to get invited to a Super Bowl party.
Maybe you should.
So I can watch it. Maybe I missed something by not seeing it.
Why don't you do this, Jay? Next year we plan a no-power hour Super Bowl party.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll find some place to hold it, too.
Exactly.
And you know what? If worse comes to worse, we'll hold it at my house.
Well, that works, too. And everybody can bring chips and dip.
Yeah, okay. You're on. I'll do it. I mean, I'm sure Mary would do it, too.
Sounds good.
We board the dogs for the weekend because they would get on everybody's nerves. And the parrot would be all right. But, you know, if we can't find a place to have... You know, I want to have some kind of an outing for this show. But I want to do something that's not... You know, it's spontaneous and kind of not your normal kind of, like, people... I don't know how to explain this. I just want to do something strange or spontaneous or something where we would all go somewhere and just show up, you know, and maybe we'd all have to pay our own way to get in or, you know, something along those lines.
Well, we all need to put our heads together and come up with something, and then maybe you can do sort of an online or on-air contest to see whose idea wins, and then we... Just go and do it.
Yeah, or have an hour where we would sit there and democratically discuss what options. Like, do we want to have a picnic? Do we want to go to the movies?
Exactly.
Do we want to go to a ball game?
Yep.
How do we all want to go? And then, you know, and then everybody's responsible for getting themselves there and getting themselves in.
Sounds good.
All right, but you know what? Look, worst comes to worst. If we can't find any place to put on a no-power hour Super Bowl party next year, we'll do it at my house.
All righty.
All right?
See you then.
Okay.
Bye.
Hopefully I'll see you before then. I really do want to do this. I've talked about it during the No Power Hour, for sure. I've talked about it a lot. And I haven't talked about it outside the No Power Hour. I haven't done anything like in the 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock hour about this. But I'm dead serious about wanting to do this. I want to do something. Either get like the Bluebird Theater or, the Ogden? And get and show some unique films. And you know something? They don't have to be overtly political. I mean, they can be anything we want them to be. Even if we just wanted to go during these trying times and see a couple of films of comedy. Whatever it is you'd want to do. But thing is, it's got to be a formulated group effort. So what I got to do and what we got to do is we got to set aside an hour on this show because I'm here 4 hours a day. We're here 4 hours a day. And we got to set aside an hour. And within that hour time period, okay, then we just open up the phones and ask the question, okay, listen, we want to have some kind of a group get-together because we want everybody to get together. So what do you guys suggest we do, and how about having movies? How about doing movies? And then if everybody agrees to do movies, then we'll say, okay, what kind of movies do you want to do? Do you want to do, you know, you want to show political films, for instance? You know, want to show, and if you want to show political films, do you want to show documentaries or do you want to show docudramas or... Because I'll tell you a marvelous movie that I haven't seen in years. And I don't know that we could ever get a copy of it, a print of it. But it was a good film. Does anybody remember the Costas Garvis film Z? About the Greek dictatorship from the 60s? Or maybe what we ought to do is maybe we ought to really drive the people on the right-wing talk stations mad and invite people to come for the full uncut version of Reds with Warren Beatty. And Diane Keaton. That would drive people crazy, wouldn't it? But you know, we should do something. We really should, because that way, I mean, we hardly ever get to see each other. And what ends up happening is, I'll tell you, what ends up happening is when you get together, it's usually one of these planned events, which there's nothing wrong with those, but it's one of these planned events where, you know, it serves some purpose. It's like a Democratic dinner, or it's some kind of structured charity event. And what I'm talking about doing is I'm talking about doing something where, you know, if you want to go sit there and BS in the lobby, you can go sit there and BS in the lobby. If we want to start the movie late, we can start the movie late. If we want to start it early, we can start it early. You know, we can do whatever we want to do. If when the movie's done, we want to go out to eat somewhere, we can all go out to eat somewhere. One of those kind of things where it would be very, 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 very loosely put together. All right. So let me go to Scott in, where is Scott? Let me go to Scott in Arvada real quick. Scott, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
One suggestion, if you do movies, watch Billy Jack.
Oh, I remember Billy Jack, sure.
There's a good movie to anger you about the government right there,
yeah.
Billy Jack.
Yeah,
definitely.
Billy Jack was a 60s cult classic. You're right about that.
Yeah, I love it a lot. I have a lot
Tom,
of
I think the guy. I think the guy's name was Tom Laughlin, wasn't that? Wasn't he the actor, Tom Laughlin?
Yes, Tom Laughlin, yeah. I'm real big in the Native American community and stuff, and it's a real good movie about the government and stuff. But I did not watch the Super Bowl. I never watched the Super Bowl. My children and I, we take that time to read. I believe if everybody in America spent as much time reading as they do watching football, you wouldn't have to be on the radio educating people about MacArthurism and other such things.
Well, I think there's a time and a place for everything. I mean, you can't be, you can't have your nose to the grindstone 100% of the time. I mean, you got to you got to have some, you know, activities. For me, you know, it's reading and music, and for other people, I mean, I imagine it's something else. And for a lot of people, it's the Super Bowl. All right, pal, I got to run. I thank you for the call. Thanks. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Ibrahim Ibrahim Kazaruni. We're going to talk to him about, and he's called this show before. And we're going to talk to him about what's going on in the Middle East with the cartoons, the 12 characters of the Prophet Muhammad. He's an imam, and we'll talk to him coming up about this on AM 760. And we'll take more of your calls, too, about the Super Bowl. And if you want to throw in anything about that or any of the commercials, feel free to do so. Right now, it's 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Here's Karen Kelly with a look at progressive traffic. Karen.
And it's going to be a slow drive in the Lakewood area this morning. Westbound 6th Avenue, connect your ramp to Sheridan. There's a crash to watch from emergency crews there trying to clean that one up. Eastbound 6th Avenue between Sheridan and Federalson. Police activity has the right lane blocked, so a slow go in that area as well. In the high country, chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass for commercial vehicles. The roads are icy and snowpacked there, so allow yourself some extra time if you're headed up through the high country. Now, weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. The low in the high teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little warmer and cloudy. The high reaching the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progress Hawk.
Travel plans? Try U.S. Airport parking. Frequent parkers earn free parking and auto services, and everyone can save with their Supercard or AAA card. U.S. Airport parking is located on Tower Road, just north of Pena. U.S. Airport parking.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
6:33, 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. And you've heard me talk about Superior Carpet Care before. Mary and I moved over the weekend. Now the house we moved out of, guess who's going to be there today? Superior Carpet Care to do the carpets. Because you know what? They are so good, and we've had them there before, that you just have them back time and time again. And did you know that nearly 100% of Superior Carpet Care's customers have them back to clean their carpets and air ducts again and again? And that's because, you know what? They just do such a great job. Take it from Mary and myself. It's a simple one. Superior cleans your carpet. It stays cleaner longer. Spots don't reappear. And you know you're also getting a great value. And when they clean your air ducts, they do it right, too. They offer the best value. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right, just $125 to clean three rooms and a hallway. No matter who you've used before, call Superior Carpet Care. You'll see the difference in your carpet, and you'll breathe the difference in your home, and you'll always have them back. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpet or air ducts clean, take Mary, take my word for it, take the word of the household of the Marvins. We recommend Superior Carpet Care. They are the best. 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
February. Not usually the high point of the year.
but you can make it a month to remember by taking the first step towards losing those pounds. Just step into a Weight Watchers meeting. You'll see why a study published in the Journal of the AMA shows that people who attend Weight Watchers meetings lose 3 times more weight than those who go it alone. Go to the meeting finder at WeightWatchers.com. There are even special savings if you start now. Weight Watchers, watch yourself change.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah! Stoked! 6:36, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, the No Power Hour, just sitting here glowing in the dark. And good to be along with you. High today, 44, with quote-unquote intermittent clouds, which is the fancy way of saying partly cloudy. All right, let's go directly to the phone here and talk to Imam Ibrahim Kazaruni. And we're going to talk about what's going on all over the Middle East and what has started due to the pictures or the depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. And Ibrahim, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. You occasionally call in here as a caller, and we're always very honored to have you on the program.
Thank you very much.
All right, explain to those of us, I mean, this is a kind of a catch-22 situation in that it's a big tradition in the Western United States, the Western world anyway, to have so-called freedom of the press. But on the other hand, you're caught in a situation where you have to have some responsibility along with that too. And in Islam, depicting the Prophet Muhammad, it's wrong, correct? It's a terrible thing to do.
Well, Jay, nobody is arguing about the freedom of speech and freedom of the press. That goes without saying. That right is fully respected, and I support it. But as you rightly said, there is a degree of sensitivity that has to be exercised, and the media and the press does exercise that sensitivity on a number of issues. Media routinely makes judgment based on sensitivity and taste. For example, I mean, you don't show dead American soldiers' faces out of respect and sensitivity for the family. Although when the terrorists beheaded Nicholas Berg, for example, you didn't show the film out of sensitivity and respect, despite the fact that the freedom of expression and freedom of press was there and they could have shown it. You don't go around, which I totally support, depicting, for example, or making fun of the survivors of Holocaust or African slave, and so on and so forth. We have a number of what we call this judgment based on sensitivity and taste. As you again rightly said, it's not absolute. And when we live in a global village where people from different and civil society and common good requires us to be respectful of other people's sensitivity. That's all that people are arguing for. Why is it that as when it comes to the Christian and Jewish community, fully respected, and there is a voluntary self-limitation imposed by the media, but when it comes to the Muslim community, kind of double standard. We are told that we have to respect free speech. The argument is on sensitivity issue, not issue of right of free speech. We have rights in this country, and I'm grateful to be part of it, but we don't exercise it. For example, we have every right to become alcoholic. We have every right to commit adultery, but we don't do it. Does that mean that every right that we have, we should do it? I mean, these are the issues that are concerned here.
No, but you know something, on the other hand, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying here. On the other hand, if I see pictures of Holocaust victims in a demeaning
or caricatures of them in a demeaning kind of way. And I have. Or any of the examples that you give. The answer, though, is not to go after and to attack the media outlets or the governments where the media outlets are housed with violence.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That's like throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah, nobody is supporting the violence. I mean, again, this is a totally different issue. At the moment, what we have the Muslim world, due to the war that is going on and the double standard they have seen, at the edge. And the whole idea, the issue of this cartoons has kind of behaved or has been taken as the last straw that broke camel's back. You don't go around at this critical juncture that we are trying to start dialogue and bringing people together, infuriating and alienating 1.3 million Muslims around the world. To them, the image of the Holy Prophet is sacrosanct. And when you go around taking mockery and being disrespectful and making fun of it, they become enraged. Nobody is supporting the idea of reacting with violence. But, I mean, Jay, remember this cartoon was started coming up in the Danish newspaper 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And Muslims didn't react to it in the way that they are reacting now. The reason is it's becoming copycat, and people are going around and copying it as kind of sticking the middle finger to the Muslim community. This is how it's been taken.
What, that other news papers are copying it, or
yes,
that people in the Middle East are copying
it? No, not only in the Middle East. Few days, I mean, it was Denmark, then Denmark.
But, it would be very, very hard, though, to tell a story without a picture. I mean, particularly if you're in the print business.
Yeah, but there are a number of other stories that are more pertinent that you talk about. Why is it? To be honest, I mean, all of these countries that are printing it now, whether France, Norway, Italy, Spain, Ireland, Australia, I mean, New Zealand, and a few other countries, even in Jordan, why can't we see them dealing with, for example, the lies and the deceit that this administration presented, and informing their population or their readers of how this war is being affecting the rest of the world?
I can't, speak to that, because I don't publish those, nor do I work for them. But I would say that part of the test of having free institutions, and part of the test of living in some kind of a democratized society, as opposed to a dictatorship, totalitarianism, you want to use either of those two terms, or a theocracy, is that time to time people are going to publish things and they're going to say things that are going to be, that you're not going to like. But the answer to that is not to try to shut them down. The answer is not to try to go burn down the embassies or burn down the buildings, in which these places are housed. And I think a perfect example where a lot of Christians during World War II, particularly in Nazi Germany, got very, very upset was that the cartoonist George Grosz, who turned out the very prolific Christ in a gas mask to symbolize all of the stuff that was going on during the Holocaust. And, of course, Grosz later was jailed and then escaped to the United States. But, operating in some kind of quasi-free type of situation, I mean, that's kind of the things you got to kind of put up with. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree with the principle of free speech, and I also would totally reject any violence. These are not synonymous things. Yes, Muslims have the right to react to it, not in a violent way. I totally agree with you. What we are asking is two things. That we need to be respectful of other people's sensitivity and make equal sensitive and taste judgment when it comes to the Muslim community. That's all we are asking for. I mean, not at the same time we condemn and we react towards those who have reacted violently in the same manner that we criticize those who would misinterpret the freedom of expression and freedom of speech beyond the limit where the civil society and common good requires it to be.
Well, this is This is a very, very tough situation to be in. It's tough for everybody because there is such a discord, there's such a divide between Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. And I wonder, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but I wonder if any time during my lifetime if this will ever be healed.
But, Jay, I mean, this is, while I agree with the essence and the spirit of your statement, that over the years, over many centuries, prejudices have been established and lines have been drawn. And this is why I, with a number of religious leaders here, work together to bring the communities together. These kind of statements coming out and these kind of cartoons and mockery and so on is not helping the situation.
No, I agree. It doesn't help the situation.
Yes. That's what we are... I mean, show some... What we are asking for from these people is to be sensitive and be respectful of the Muslim sensitivity. I mean, let's compare these two concepts. Number one, from in the Western eye, freedom of expression and freedom of speech is sacrosanct. It's absolute, and we should have it. We should allow other people to have similar kind of principle. To the Muslim community, the issue of the image of the Holy Prophet is sacrosanct. We don't go around this being disrespectful to express that we have or to show them that we have freedom of expression. I mean,
But in a free society, in a democratic society, you have the right to be offensive towards things that are sacrosanct.
As long as you don't
do it using violence.
No, yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, there shouldn't be a law against bad taste.
But at the same time, what we are saying, does every right that we have, we go around exercising it, or we express or make judgment?
No, I don't think that you go around using every right that you've got. I think it's
exactly.
And I hate to use this metaphor because I'm not a sports person, but I think it's like golfing. You don't use every club, but you've got the club there to use it if you need it or if you want it. And if you decide to use it, you can use it. And public scorn is the court of public opinion is where you get tried for doing things that are way out of line. And public scorn is usually what you end up encountering. But violence. And physical threats to punish somebody for a point of view is absolutely completely wrong.
This is what said that we totally agree with that both of us and other people have condemned violence, but our condemnation doesn't mean that some group of people would take the law into their own hand. What the expression you gave as far as golfing, people they are asking that show respect to the Muslim community sensitivity as much as you show respect to others. That's all.
I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it at all. Imam, thank you so much for being on the program.
Jay.
It's always good to hear your voice, and hope you'll
call
in. All right, there's Imam Ibrahim Kazaruni. Ibrahim Kazaruni. I should have said salam ala salakum to him. All right, we'll continue here. 6:48. It is 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
It started out to be a messy drive in Lakewood this morning, but the good news is that earlier accident, the westbound 6th Avenue connector ramp to Sheridan has been cleared from the highway. Still have a problem on the eastbound side. Eastbound 6th Avenue between Sheridan and Federal do have some police activity that has the right lane blocked, so expect a slow go through that area. In the high country, chain laws are in effect over Loveland Pass. For commercial vehicles, roads are very icy, snow-packed, and there's some drifting snow as well. Weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. The low in the high teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, it will be a little warmer and cloudy. The high reaching the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Visit the free Diabetes Expo this Saturday at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational sessions. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at 1-888-DIABETES or visit diabetes.org/Denver.
You did very, very well for a white guy.
You know what I mean?
Dancing circles around conservatives.
Can't you just feel it?
Ed Schultz.
I'm shoveling right now behind the microphone.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel good.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining me this morning. Jay Marvin here, bright and early on a Monday morning. And if bright and early on a Monday morning and your shopping list is getting another automobile, the place to go get it done is Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. The shopping list is long there. I mean, the selection is long there. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Virtually anything you could want, Rocky's has got it. And they've got great people to help you out, knowledgeable salespeople who really do care about making you happy. People like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, who are really great guys. Spanky's another good guy out there. Gerard Menard, Fred Labrato. The list of people just goes on and on. Over 100 people working there, dedicated to making your buying experience one that you'll truly remember, and you'll come back time and time again. Plus, you'll recommend that your friends come back. Now, you can see exactly what I'm talking about by going to RockysAutos.com. Scope out the inventory, check out what they've got, and look at their business philosophy right there online, and you can even pre-qualify for a car loan, too. And every automobile, everything that rolls off that lot is totally and completely equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rockies, family operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, stop by and see them. Check them out on the web, rockiesautos.com, or drop by and see them at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime, 720-529-5442, or look at my work and list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Southwest Airlines is spreading its wings, announcing new nonstop service from Denver to Baltimore, Washington, BWI, and Salt Lake City starting March 4th. Get busy planning your trip at southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we're playing the All Stones this morning. All Stones all the time. 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. High today, 44, intermittent clouds. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Richard Norton Taylor. He's the security affairs editor for The Guardian. This is the publication in England. We're going to talk to him in London that broke the story about the whole intelligence brouhaha, what they're calling the second Downing Street memo. And we'll talk to Richard Norton Taylor coming up in the next hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, but right now let's go to Larry in Conifer. Larry, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. Just a couple points. Somebody mentioned the little clip of Clinton saying, I did not have in the NFL's preamble there to the Super Bowl. That was interesting. I just, you know, my wife and I used to have season tickets to Broncos games, and we got so fed up with the NFL business before Broncos games with all the military crap and, you know, just blah, 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 America pro. I mean, we're invading this country in unwarranted war and all this. NFL is so pro, you know, pro-establishment, pro-military. What's Clinton got to do with the Super Bowl game?
Well,
who knows?
I don't know that for sure came up. I mean, we had somebody call up and said they saw it.
Oh, it was there.
Oh, did you see it?
And it had no history.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I did. It had
all right,
no...
well, so set down the context for it. Larry.
There was no context whatsoever.
Why did it just all of a sudden pop up?
It was this melange of images, just images, Jay. They weren't historical.
Oh, okay, okay, I see what you're saying.
And then suddenly there's Clinton going, I did not have what? Why don't they have George Bush lying about something, you know?
Well, you know why? Because they don't have enough time to put the presentation together, man. There'd be too much.
Yeah.
Go on for five hours.
Well, I've noticed that about the NFL. A lot of the commercials, I thought, this is my take, some of those commercials were also pretty, they're getting pretty right-wing, I thought. I mean, some of the crap is macho.
That leads me to my next question, and maybe the thing that I asked during this hour of no power here this morning, maybe I'm asking the wrong question, and maybe we should bump this over, and I should ask it during the 7 o'clock hour, because I didn't, you know, I got to tell you, number one, I didn't see any of it yesterday, but is the NFL right-wing?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Are they a right wing institution?
They have made a standard. I'm just judging by the Broncos pregame show. It's always, Jay, always military. I got to the point where I would exit before the Star Spangled Banner because I was so fed up with all the rah rah.
But you know what? Supporting the troops though, and being very patriotic like that, that's not necessarily something the right wing owns.
No, I know. I agree, but there was no distinction being made. I'm sorry. I'm just currently.
Well, no, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. I'll tell you what you're doing. What you're doing is you're raising a huge issue.
Uh-huh.
You're raising a huge issue that we ought to sit down and we ought to talk about. And maybe I'll after we're done talking to this gentleman from New York. I'm sorry, from London. About this second Downing Street memo type situation. Maybe I'll bring it up. Maybe we'll throw open the phones and ask people why it is that those of us who sit on the left, who are liberals and progressives, why is it that we're always branded as being uncomfortable with patriotic displays? And on top of that, are we really uncomfortable? And does overt signs of patriotism make you, does it bother you? And if it does bother you, why does it bother you? And when I say you, I'm talking about all of us, not just you.
Oh, I agree. I'll tell you, the last time I felt patriotism was when Bill Clinton was in office, because I knew my country was attempting to be righteous, attempting to be a good citizen in the world. And in this current administration, that ain't happening. Hey, I got to run 2 points, though. I loved the Stones at halftime. That was a great show. And your guest, the imam a moment ago, he raised some good points. I just think fundamentalists everywhere just have to, Christian, Muslim, whatever, just have to drop it and get on and get an expanded view of the universe.
Well, fundamentalism is a very, very rough thing to deal with at times. No matter what it is, no matter what religion it is, it doesn't. Islam has, as we know from our experience here in this country and what's down in Colorado Springs, the Islamic faith has no corner on fundamentalism. I think you would agree with me there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Larry.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. So should we throw this conversation open after we get done talking here about the Guardian Public, the article in the Guardian last week about this second Downing Street memo and about what has come out from British intelligence, which, by the way, they did not deny. Should we throw this open and talk about patriotism and why it is that people on the left seem to be uncomfortable with it? Maybe we'll get into that coming up next hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle but important, because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini, served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
AM 760, Resa Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760. Now, CBS News. CKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The furor over President Bush's authorization of warrantless wiretaps goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee in about half an hour. The lone witness today will be Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who will argue Congress gave Mr. Bush authorization after 9/11. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley says the American people are most concerned about safety.
They want to make sure that the president carries out his constitutional responsibilities as commander-in-chief to make sure that Americans are secure.
But another member of the panel, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, says Mr. Bush has overstepped his constitutional bounds.
The president has to answer a basic question. Can he keep America safe and still follow the law? According to the testimony we've seen from Attorney General Gonzalez, the answer is no.
Well, they're delirious in the Steel City. Jubilant Pittsburgh fans after their Steelers captured their fifth Super Bowl title with a 21-10 win over the Seattle Seahawks. Steelers coach Bill Cowher said after the game that he'd been waiting a long time to bring the title to the fans and team owner Dan Rooney.
He's a special guy, and I can't be happier for him, for the city of Pittsburgh.
I'm Dan Revive. We learned this morning that in the halftime show, twice when Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones sang something sexually suggestive, the audio from Mick's mic was silenced by NFL TV producers, part of the post-Janet Jackson five-second delay. As for commercials, a USA Today poll says this one, a magic fridge to conserve Bud Light, is the most popular. Number two, the baby Budweiser horse. Number three, the FedEx commercial with cavemen. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, jury selection begins this morning in the case of Zacharias Moussaoui, the only person charged in connection with 9/11. Should he be put to death or spend life in prison? CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says picking a jury is a tough job for the judge.
She knows that he's a confessed terrorist. She knows that he's already conceded that he's a member of Al-Qaeda. What she wants is to try to find 12 people who can judge him fairly.
The world's most famous face? You can make a case that it belongs to this woman. Isabelle Dinoir, mauled by a dog last year, appearing before reporters this morning for the first time. She is, says CBS's Richard Roth, recipient of the world's first partial face transplant.
It was a remarkable and composed appearance by the French woman who underwent this extraordinary surgery just over 2 months ago. And she began today by apologizing, saying that she still found it difficult to express herself in public.
Fury over the publication of editorial cartoons depicting Muhammad wearing a turban containing a bomb are spreading. In Afghanistan, clashes with security troops left at least two demonstrators dead, and protesters surged through the streets of New Delhi. In Islam, pictures of the Prophet Muhammad are strictly forbidden. Checking Wall Street's prospects, S&P futures are up too. This is CBS News.
Accounting, Fernwell speaking.
Hello, Mr. Fernwell, this is Neuralman.
Yes, Neuralman, how's the virus?
Darn thing just seems to hang on. I think I'll have to stay home again today.
No problem, Bob's here.
Oh, Bob? Who's Bob?
He's the account temp's temporary I brought in.
You know, I think this thing's starting to break up, but I could probably be in about noon. What do you think?
No, don't worry. Bob and I are doing just fine.
Account temps is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing. I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Homes sold by a real estate professional sell for up to 16% more compared to selling on your own.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, in the Golden area, I have a brand new problem this morning that might slow you down. Westbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain Road, a semi has lost its trailer. The trailer's actually in the left lane. The semi's off to the left shoulder. It's not really affecting traffic yet, but it could this morning. Also, a slow go southbound I-25 between Thornton Parkway and 84th. Also southbound I-25 between I-70 and Spear Boulevard. It's a slow go there as well. And the high country chain laws are in effect over Loveland Pass for four commercial vehicles. Weather today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. The low.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have, like, these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a two-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
The Hotwire.com, and they sell them at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Four-star luxury, two-star prices. Hotwire.com.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a really easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good Monday morning. Is there such a thing as a good Monday morning? Yeah, I guess there is. High today, 44, intermittent clouds, which means nothing but partly cloudy skies, actually. We talked about this story last week. The Guardian UK reported on Friday that President George Bush told British Prime Minister Tony Blair that the U.S. was so worried about the failure to find hard evidence against Saddam that it thought of flying U-2 reconnaissance aircraft planes with fighter cover over Iraq painted in U.N. colors. Mr. Bush added, if Saddam fired on them, he would be in breach of UN resolutions. This came out in a memo obtained by Philip Sands, QC, for a new edition of his book, Lawless World, and was reported in The Guardian. And the guy who wrote the article is Richard Norton Taylor. He's the security affairs editor of The Guardian, and we've got him on the phone here live from London. Richard, good morning. Welcome to AM 760.
Thank you.
What time is it over there, Richard?
It's early afternoon, just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so I guess I should say good afternoon to you. First question is, has the British government, has Tony Blair's office denied any of this?
No, they haven't denied it. They gave a long statement after a couple of hours when we reported this. And Downing Street, the Prime Minister's spokesman there, said that we don't comment on leaked documents, but they said that we had a lot of talks with... Tony Blair, the Prime Minister, had a lot of talks with George Bush at this time, and we tried to get a diplomatic resolution to the problem. And we don't talk about private conversations between the two leaders, so they didn't deny it.
And then they said nothing about, in your articles, you quote about the intelligence and the foreign policy being fixed around the intelligence. They had no comment about that at all?
No, I mean, we've had quite a lot of leaks about, in documents, one called Downing Street Memo, your listeners might know about, and... Which basically, I mean, the issue here really is, did Tony Blair deceive in one way or the other the British public and Parliament? Because he'd always said and insisted that we're trying to go down the United Nations route. Now, there have been many little memos suggesting that, well, as you say, the intelligence has been fixed. This is what Secret Intelligence Service alleged about the Pentagon or the White House at the time. And there's a great suspicion here amongst also Tony Blair's supporters, you know, the Labour Party, that he was far too close. I mean, the poodle of George Bush or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You want to use, and that he could never say no to anything at all. And this is just another memo which goes to that point, really, that on one hand, Blair was saying we're going to try every possible way, and Saddam still has the last chance, he said in February, a month after this meeting at the White House with George Bush on January the 31st, 2003. And so at the one time, these memos suggest that he was going to go ahead anyway with the U.S. into Iraq. Why then did he go on saying to the British public that we haven't made up our mind yet, right to the last moment, still trying to get a UN, second UN resolution, where in fact the memo suggests that we, the British and Blair, would go in with British forces, come what may. And the quote was, I'm solidly with the President, according to a note of this meeting on January the 31st, 2003, a British official said, reported that Blair told Bush that he was solidly with the president and ready to do whatever it took to disarm Saddam.
7:09, 9 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Richard Norton Taylor is on the line with us. He is the security affairs editor for The Guardian. What would be the motivation for Tony Blair to basically, as you just said, be a poodle to George W. Bush over this?
Well, I mean, almost historically, traditionally, a British prime minister is advised by all his, most of his close officials. And I think Tony Blair was advised by President Clinton to hug him close. Hug them close, he said, referring to the White House. That was Clinton to his friend Blair,
right,
before Bush became president. Now, it is very difficult for a... there's one indoctrinated a British prime minister to keep close friendly relations with the United States, whoever the president is, so special relationship, not only the intelligence cooperation and this, that, and the other. And I think Tony Blair, being the kind of person he is, was maybe genuinely persuaded to, independently, on his own, to invade Iraq with the Americans without a UN resolution and so on, whatever the legality of it, or whatever he was told about the legality, and that there was almost unconscionable, it was just unimaginable, senior aides to Blair tell me that Blair would have not have gone along, not have taken Britain along with the U.S. I mean, in Blair's case, I mean, it's both a political thing, but also the role of the prime minister and his, what he's advised to be, his close relationship with the American president, but also what he, Blair, wound himself up into a position. He said, look, I think this is a good thing, get rid of Saddam, whatever he told the British people. Because we thought, at the time, I'll turn this off.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Do you see how, though, a lot of us sitting over here would find that to be inconceivable, that the leader of Britain, or, you know, for that matter, any other country, would follow what appears to be now, to most of us, a lot of us believe this, a manufactured road into war in Baghdad.
Yeah, well, it became an issue blatantly, doesn't it, the American press and Congress and so on.
Right.
About the bad intelligence. But, I mean, here it was a sort of, people couldn't believe that the intelligence would be so doctored in that way, really. I mean, we've never had intelligence published like the dossier which Blair used then to try and convince, successfully, I think, MPs and the public that Saddam did have these weapons of mass destruction. But in the end of the day, people are, you know, are loyal to, people don't, in America too, that okay, the poll ratings go up and down, and you get reviews and commissions of inquiry after the event. But I think other prime ministers, other leaders, and the Spanish leader, for example, was with Blair and Bush at the time, but he got kicked out of office, didn't he? I mean, I think it's almost unique, really, in British history, recent British history, where you've got a prime minister who's accused of being far too much an American. Appeal to America.
Well, it's unique, but it's also a situation where a lot of us would just find that to be. I mean, do you realize? I think right. What the scandal it would be here if it was reversed.
Well, you've had the same. It's a parallel echo. There's echoes, aren't there, of the problem about the fake intelligence. So what happened? I mean, Bush stays there, you know, and Cheney stays there, and Rumsfeld stays there. There are rows and arguments in Congress, and you have some inquiries and commission of inquiry, but. The people stay in power, don't they?
Yeah, you're right. Fair enough about that, even though there's some of us, the polls show people it depends on the questions you ask them. You know, it shows them in various states of mind about this whole Iraqi situation. How about the polls over there? What do the polls over there indicate about Iraq?
Well, it was certainly, there's no question that Labour lost a lot of seats in the general election here in May last year.
Right.
Because a lot of these scandals, if you like, came out about how wrong the intelligence was, and the Liberal Democrats, for example, here gained a lot of seats, or a number of seats, although still quite a small party, of only 60 out of 600 odd. But they certainly helped to cut the Labour majority. And there's a lot of distrust in Blair now. But the trouble is that the opposition wasn't great here. The other parties had problems. They had problems with leadership, the Conservative Party and the Liberal Party, scandals amongst their leaderships and so on. And most members of Parliament, in the end of the day, are loyal, like, you know, troops of an army, really, in Parliament, to their leader, to their party. That there's not the kind of independent, if you like, legislative criticism, or at least investigation, scrutiny,
Well, we have
executive here, like you have in the Congress.
Well, yeah, but we've got the same thing. I mean, the Congress here is predominantly it's controlled by the Republicans, which is Mr. Bush's party, and you know, you don't see much going on here about this. You would think that that these revelations, particularly this latest one that's come out of the Guardian, you think it'd be the shot that would be heard around the world, and that in both countries, both Britain and here, people would become even more angry and more suspicious. And yet, the administration is able to keep a lid on a lot of it.
Well, the trouble is that they're now doing, including, not many journalists pick this up too, really, to be honest. And I think it's convincing the people even more. But those people who are already convinced, not necessarily anti-war at the time, some of them obviously were, but now suspicious of and distrustful of Blair. But what I'm saying is you get maybe more and more opposition parties saying that, and in the public out there it reflects a bit in the polls, although people say this is past history, let's get on, because they're talking about education or domestic policy or whatever.
Right, right.
But they're already confirming the prejudices of people who are already suspicious or anti-war, anti-Blair, and rather than actually provoking another parliamentary inquiry, although a lot of MPs do want it, the Labour majority is such, I think, still, that Labour Party majority, that people will say, you know, that let's get on with it, and it'll just create divisions within the party, and after all, we don't want our leader weakened.
Yeah,
it's the political, you know, it's the loyalty business rather than what the truth or not, or you know, the lies or whatever that were told.
Yeah, same situation here. You know, we often speculate on this program that if any part of Congress were in control of the Democrats instead of the GOP, that, you know, there'd be investigations and inquiries happening right and left, but since the GOP controls everything, they manage to keep a lid on everything and keep everything shut down.
Yeah, well, that's a similar situation here, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I mean, trying to be objective about this as a journalist, I mean, you know, not party-free on this, I hasten to add, but, you know, if you get evidence, which is not denied, that again shows that suggests that Blair was deceiving the British public, and that's, to me, a story. You know.
Yeah, but you know what? I would agree. Richard, thank you so much for your time this morning, or this afternoon, depending on where you are. I really appreciate it, and hopefully we'll have you back on again sometime.
Thanks so much. Pleasure.
Thank you. There's Richard Norton Taylor of The Guardian. Now, tomorrow on this program, we've got two people coming up of interest. Joe Wilson, former ambassador to Niger. We're going to have him on, and we'll also talk to this Felipe Sands, QC, who wrote this book, the new edition of the book Lawless World, where he's the one who got a hold of this memo about this two-hour meeting between George W. Bush and Tony Blair. And we'll have him on tomorrow to further talk about this and about this whole U2 spy thing and all the bizarreness, of this meeting and what went on between these two leaders for that 2 hours. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along this morning. Nice to have you along. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Bob Beaupre's service record, and we'll do that after 8 o'clock. But I want to talk about this patriotism thing a little bit with you, and whether you believe that patriotism is the sole property of the right wing, and our reaction to overt patriotism, for those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals, progressives, and people who sit on the left. If you want to line up to talk about this, 303.
Surprise her this year with something new from Intrigue Jewelers, a colored diamond. Intrigue Jewelers has affordable quality colored diamonds in blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, and the very rare Imperial Red. For a gift to be remembered, come to Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center. Intrigue Jewelers also has a variety of Valentine's jewelry starting at below $100. Intrigue Jewelers at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue for all your jewelry needs.
Inside of I-25, you're heavy in the Thornton North Glen area, then between I-70 and Spear. Your weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 40s tonight. Partly cloudy, breezy and cool. The low in the high teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, it's going to be a little warmer and cloudy. The high reaching the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
2006 Rockies tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 9, including the Rockies home opener on April 3rd. Don't miss your chance to see the Rockies. You can purchase tickets at Coors Field, any King Supers or dugout store, ColoradoRockies.com, or by calling 1-800-388-ROCK.
AM 760 and Live Nation are giving you the chance to win tickets to An Evening with Bill Maher, Saturday, April 22nd at the Paramount Theater.
Don't brush your teeth in public bathrooms.
Bill Maher, one of the most politically astute humorists in America today.
When I walk into a public men's room, the last thing I want to see is a gob of toothpaste in the sink. At least I hope that's toothpaste.
For more information on An Evening with Bill Maher and how you can register to win free tickets, log on to am760.net.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down...
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino, and I've given Mark Major an awesome assignment. He's in charge of our Troubleshooter Auto Help Center.
Tom, I take that assignment very seriously. If what goes around comes around, I'm in a good spot. I go out there and I fight for you, the consumer. If you've been ripped off or taken advantage of by a repair facility or a dealership, I want to hear from you. 888-401-AUTO, with numerous locations around the Front Range and our commitment to you, the customer. I am changing the way the automotive industry is thought of. 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO. 401 Auto, along with the biggest names in the automotive industry like Goodyear, Napa Auto Parts, and Valvoline. Aspen Goodyear's philosophy is simple: the best product at the best price. 888-401-AUTO. Folks, I want to earn your business. I will fight for your business. My dad started this company over 15 years ago, and I'm here to continue that commitment of excellence. To find our closest facility or to call our National Help Center, write this number down: 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
If you haven't had luck with love, maybe it's time to try something different. That's why Match.com is now working with...
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
Bottom line, when it comes to relationships, it is all about attitude.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
I've got a crush on you.
That unmistakable voice.
My sweetie pie.
That smoldering appeal.
All the day.
That Grammy nominee, Michael Bublé.
Hear me.
Get his new Hallmark CD for just $7.95 when you buy three cards. When you've got all that working for you this Valentine's Day, you're in a good place. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown.
At participating stores while supplies last.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good Lord, what is this? The Talking Heads. It's too generic sounding. It sounds like music you'd hear in a supermarket. Ah, it's Monday. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, high today, 44, intermittent clouds, which means partly cloudy skies. I thought we were playing like all Stones this morning on the program.
I thought you want to go Stones Hour. If you want to go all day, I'll oblige.
Well, you can play, you know, how about, what is that Talking Heads song, In Time of War? Is that what it's called? Yeah, Life During Wartime? Maybe we should play that one. All right. 303-713-7600. Larry and Conifer kind of brought this up. And if you didn't hear his call, I'm kind of going out on a limb here by bringing this up because, you know, it's something that I thought a lot about, but I've never really talked about on the radio. I don't know if you've thought a lot about this. I don't know if it's something that has struck you. But Larry was professing, and I don't want to put words in Larry's mouth, but Larry was professing more or less the fact that at times with overt displays of patriotism, such as you see at sporting events, and we were talking about the Super Bowl, that he feels uncomfortable with that. And I think a lot of people who consider themselves to be progressive or liberal, and I don't have any statistics for this, all I have is anecdotal information, that a lot of us feel uncomfortable with overt acts of patriotism, flag waving, militarism, that, you know, that kind of stuff. Now, for myself personally, I'm not that uncomfortable with it, and it doesn't bother me. And what does bother me about the whole debate is that somehow through the years, and maybe some of it has to go back to the 60s and the anti-war movement, but that we've ceded patriotism to the right wing in this country, and we allow them at various times to slap us around with that. As a matter of fact, this administration does it on a constant basis. If you don't agree with this administration about the war in Iraq, then you're quote-unquote, and they don't come right out and say it, but they infer it in masked language that you're unpatriotic, which, you know, to me is anything from the truth. I mean, I just think it's, you know, it's not even close to what's really going on here. Because I think a lot of us are patriotic. I think a lot of us love our country. But I think a lot of us feel that in a lot of areas, our country's on the wrong track. But, as I was talking in the No Power Hour between 6 and 7, and I've talked about it on this show before, the lineage of the political right in this country is that kind of McCarthyism mudslinging attacks in which they turn around and they take those of us who do not agree with the current policy or have disagreed with what has gone on in this country in the past, and they take that stuff and they start trying to push us around and try to control the debate by claiming that we're not patriotic and that, you know, there's got to be something wrong with us because, you know, we're just not patriotic, that we don't love our country. And I think that's false. But I think there are some people who are very, very uncomfortable with an overt display of patriotism, such as a lot of flag waving, a lot of, you know, military ceremonies, stuff like that. You know, you're uncomfortable about that when you go to a sporting event. You see somebody with a large American flag on the back of their automobile. And as I've heard Al Franken say this on the air many times on AM 760, that you feel that they're involved in this kind of immature patriotism. And so I want to ask you about this, and I want to ask you your own personal feelings about this and your own personal feelings about patriotism, and also how do you talk to your kids about this idea of patriotism? And there's so many different aspects to this, about the right attacking us on this on a constant basis, about how we hate America and we're unpatriotic. And see, I don't think that's true. You know what? I love this country, and I don't mind saying it to anybody. I love this country. Are there things wrong about this country? Yes. But you know something? Anything that man or woman is involved in is going to have things that are going to be wrong. And the best thing you can do in life is to seek to right those wrongs. And maybe what it does, maybe what it makes is that those of us who are on the left, those of us who are liberal, progressives, or however you sit on the left of center spectrum, maybe we're a little bit more sensitive than those on the right. I don't even know if that's the way to put it. Maybe we're a little bit more sensitive that we pick these things up. But I believe that a country ought to say something and stand for it. And I think we do have the best form of government that's going on out there, but I think that, like anything else, it gets subverted and it gets twisted. But it doesn't make us less patriotic. All right, let's go to Brian and Parker on 4. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Say, listen, I was just going to throw my 2 cents in. I'm usually not up this early to give you a call.
Oh, well, great. I'm glad to have you on.
Well, I listen to you pretty religiously. But I wanted to throw my 2 cents in on this patriotism thing and why I think a lot of liberals and progressives feel a little, uncomfortable, I guess might be the word, with the patriotism flag-waving thing. And I think, first of all, we need to define our definition of what patriotism is. I think that's the hard part, because I think it's often confused with nationalism. And just putting a bumper sticker, support the troops, you know, American flags all over, is often confused with patriotism. And so I think we need to really spend some time and define what that is before we can discuss why we are uncomfortable.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
How would you characterize patriotism? I mean, to me, it would be love of one's country, but not scared to criticize one's country.
Well,
and when you think it's wrong, like you would criticize, or you would correct or tend to, voice an opinion about a loved one or a child that you thought was going down the wrong direction.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct, and I totally agree with you. I think Thomas Jefferson said it best, and dissent is the highest form of patriotism, and to question authority, to throw in Benjamin Franklin's quote about our civic duty as American citizens, to not just be a lemming and follow the guy in front of you because he's got a flag on. And so I think all of us love this country, and we really kind of have to define what it is we love about it. And I think for progressives, we love this country because we think that this is the greatest experiment in government that there is on the planet. And I don't think, I'm kind of getting lost a little bit here.
But I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense because that's, or at least maybe you and I are on the same page. I see it as being the same way. It's the greatest experiment known to mankind. And
right.
We have our wobbles and we have our times where things, need righting very badly. I think we're going through one of those periods now where things need to be righted very badly, need to be set. The ship needs to be set on a steady course. But by and large, it is the greatest experiment, and by and large, it's been a pretty good one.
I think we're all, I think you and I at least are on that same page. So, I have to be honest with you, I enjoy discussions with people on the other side more, because the question that I often pose to people, and I have a lot of opportunity to do that, is, what is the role of government? What is government supposed to do for us, protect us? And, you can expand that even further with, are they supposed to only protect us from terrorists coming across the border, environmentally, financially, on and on it goes.
Well, you can get into this whole debate about protecting us, and they're supposed to ensure domestic tranquility, and how do you ensure domestic tranquility? Hey, great conversation. I'm glad you're up this morning to be part of the program. Really appreciate you calling in.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.
All right. Good way to start this thing off. One line open at 303-713-7600. Talking about patriotism and the left here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, talking about progressive traffic with Karen Kelly.
And for the most part, it has been a quiet drive this morning, no wrecks. Now, in the Golden area on I-70 westbound at Lookout Mountain Road, we do have a tractor-trailer that has no trailer. The trailer's in the left lane, and the truck is off to the left shoulder. It's not really affecting traffic, but something to keep an eye out for, your usual delays as well this morning. Eastbound U.S. 36 stop and go from Federal to Pecos. In southbound I-25, running slow in the Thornton, North Glen area and down through the tech center. In the high country, chain laws are in effect over Loveland Pass for commercial vehicles due to icy roads with snow and some drifting snow as well. But today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 49. Lake County, breezy and cool, the low in the high teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, a little warmer and cloudy, the high reaching the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
With double the amount of snowfall than last year, it's good to know that Arapaho Basin season passes are still available. Adult season passes are only $219. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out ArapahoBasin.com.
Broadcasting around the country.
Welcome back to the Ed Schultz Show.
And beyond.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
Ed Schultz around the world and on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All around the world. Why should that surprise you?
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
Good morning. It's 7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. And Rocky's Auto's got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. If you're looking for a car and you want more bang for your buck, or maybe you're looking for a second vehicle, Rocky's is the place to go. Every vehicle that is on that lot is thoroughly and completely inspected and gone through tooth and comb, and I mean it is looked over. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. You just can't beat it. And the folks at Rockies, they go the extra mile to make sure you're happy because they want you to tell other people about Rockies. It's basically that simple. Let me recommend some friends to go see out there. Go see my friends, the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. You hear me talk about them a lot. They're two great guys. They'll go the extra mile for you. They'll take care of you. Go out there and tell them that J. Marvin sent you, or Spanky, go tell them J. Marvin sent you, or Fred Labrado, or just, you know, any of the people working out of Rockies. But go see my friend Spanky and the Al Shears, because they're the folks to go talk to. But anybody at Rockies can help you, because they're all dedicated to doing the exact same thing, making sure your buying experience is a unique and good one, because they know that you'll tell people, and that people will tell people, and that's how you build a successful business. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. So check them out online at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory online right there. And you can also pre-qualify for a car loan, too, if you so desire. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they're just great people. There's just not enough I can say about them. Rockies Autos, check them out. It's corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindows.com.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
Win a house full of windows absolutely free from Odyssey Windows. Call for details at 303-445-0578 or go to odysseywindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, a little life and war time. 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 44, AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin with you coming up next hour. New revelations about Congressman Bob Beaupre's selective service classification. And Mayor Hickenlooper, does the hick make the run? We'll talk about that coming up next hour. Right now, we're talking about patriotism and the left. And, you know, the left's really a broad term because it can mean anybody who's just a tad bit liberal to very left-wing, to progressive, to liberal. So if you sit left of center, we're talking about patriotism and how we handle it and how people feel about it on the left. And there's no real right or wrong answer to this. There's only your feelings about it. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I think your last caller was very eloquent in how he stated patriotism, and the caller prior to that, or the individual that raised some concerns, you know, if we're upset, I think that shows even a stronger patriotism. I am certainly progressive. I'm a Vietnam vet. I fly my American flag every day, but I fly it upside down, not out of disrespect, but out of distress. For those that have any understanding of the American flag, that's an international sign of distress. And I am terribly distressed on how our Constitution, how our patriotism is being abused. I think a very strong way for us to express our feelings, our opinions, is becoming more politically involved, express our patriotism. That doesn't, you know, saying that we're patriotic to our country doesn't mean that we agree with what the current administration is doing. In fact, on the contrary, I think being more patriotic and demanding some changes is what we need to do.
No, painting us, those of us that are unhappy with the direction of the country, painting us as being unpatriotic is something the administration does on a regular basis.
Yeah, they certainly do, and we ought to take them to task for that. You know,
well, you know what they do? They talk out of both sides of their mouths. I mean, in any one given typical speech, for instance, George W. Bush will talk about how it's okay to have different points of view, but we have common interests, blah, blah, blah. Then farther down the speech, he'll turn around and then he'll take a slap at those of us who don't want to support his policies, claiming that somehow that we're un-American and that we're aiding the enemy.
Well, he certainly does do that, and that's when we need to call him to task on it, because we are patriotic, and we do believe in what America should be standing for, and it's our right and our responsibility to let this administration know that this is not right, that things must change, that they are the ones that are abusing the rights and the freedoms that we have, so many of us have fought so hard for. Now's the time when we really need to stand up and show our true patriotism. It's like these new revelations with the Downing Street memos. How come there was nothing in the Post, in the news, nothing over the weekend that talked about that? You know, I listen to Randy Rhodes as well as you every day, and both of you are right in saying, what is it going to take? Well, that's my question back to both of you. What is it going to take?
I don't know why. You know, the only thing I think it's going to take is solidarity. We have to stick together. We have to seek to redefine the argument. You know what I'd like to see this radio station do, for instance? This is a small thing, but I'd like to see us do it. You know, we have the window stickers, and you see them on cars around, around the Front Range occasionally.
Sure.
I'd like to pull
all
those off, and I'd like to do new ones. And you know what I'd like to put in it? An American flag.
I absolutely agree, because I think, again, it's my personal opinion that I can be extremely patriotic and love what our country should stand for. And
you know what? That's our flag. And you know what? We need to claim it back.
You bet we sure do.
We need to take it back.
What the administration right now is doing is not American. It is not patriotic.
I would agree. Hey, man, thanks. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'd love to see us do that. Get your free AM760 window sticker here and have an American flag on it. Because it's our flag, not theirs. But they act as if it's their property. And, you know, the rest of us can just flat go to hell. And I reject that 100%. Let's go to, who is this? Is this Ron in Denver? Ron, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Ron.
I was reading a book called The Bushes, or it's audio tapes, actually, and they're saying in there that Mike Shanahan and Ellis Guy, the financial manager for the Broncos, raised $7.5 million for Broncos.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
In the 2004 election. And within the Broncos is the way it makes it sound, that the money came from all Broncos and coaches and stuff, but it might have been a fundraiser that they held or something like that. And the Ellis guy is Bush's cousin. He's the brother to the guy that was at the CNN news desk, or
right.
In the Fox news desk
guy who called the election for Bush.
He's the financial manager for the Broncos. I don't know if he still is, but he was in 2004 or whatever. And the book was made in 2004, the tapes. And another interesting thing they had in there is that John David Hinckley, is it? Or his brother was having dinner with Neil Bush the night before he shot Reagan.
I didn't know about that.
That they're longtime childhood friends, the Bushes and the Hinckleys, and
that could be.
I thought what a fascinating book that would make to have them, you know, playing in the basement when they were kids, and they bump into some of Dad's old CIA equipment. And
now you're going out on a limb.
And there's a strobe light and some Kool-Aid and some.
I hear you.
And it's just pretty interesting. I think it's a pro-Bush, but it's pretty interesting stuff. And that was pretty shocking to me that they raised that much money for Bush.
Well, a lot of the wealthy do, because they get tax breaks under this administration.
Yeah.
So money attracts money.
Yeah, well, to cut them off their money and quit watching, tune out.
Well,
Broncos and...
I don't know if that's totally and completely the answer. I don't know if that's... Because you're going to find that kind of stuff going on in every industry that you turn around and are involved with. There's going to be somebody who's not going to have the same political views you're going to have, and they're going to either raise money or they're going to be, politically active. That's okay. That's what America's all about. Thing is, what I'm talking about here is overt acts of patriotism and the idea that waving an American flag or any of that kind of stuff, that it shouldn't be the property of the right wing. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Have a good day. One line open at 303-713-7600, 743, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock. I got one line open, 303-713-7600. 303-713 stars and bars or whatever the hell. That's a Confederate flag, which Howard Dean got in trouble for mentioning. But why is it that we cede all of this patriotism to them and then allow them to beat us over the head with it? See, I think we should get the club back and start beating them over the head with it. Wiretapping. Okay, and Alberto Gonzalez is going to go today to talk to the Senate about this, but wiretapping.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Rotisserie Chicken, a great selection of fresh salads and all your favorite side dishes. King Soopers, right store, right price.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Brand new problem to tell you about if you're headed through the Lakewood area. Eastbound 6th Avenue just after Sheridan, we have a stall off to the left shoulder. It's kind of causing a slow go through there. Also, we still have that tractor trailer causing problems westbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain Road. The semi has lost its trailer. It's actually in the left lane. The semi is off to the left shoulder. It wasn't a factor to traffic, but now people are kind of slowing down to see what's going on. Your usual delays as well. This morning, southbound I-25 between I-70 and Spear, down through the tech center as well. Weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. The low in the high teens to low 20s. Tomorrow,
business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-220-1320. For a church, school, a gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-220-1320. That's 800-220-1320.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
In town on business, found the bar through the site. Wow, never seen anything like it. You have to check out the specials for yourself. Best sports bar in Denver, period. Hot waitresses, too.
Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bows. Okay. So now what are we on? We're on a Talking Heads binge here. 7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good to have you along. Hi today, 44. And we're talking about patriotism. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Bob Beaupre's selective service record. And should Mayor Hickenlooper make the run, yes or no? A lot of people say he's going to say today whether he's going to run for the governor nomination, for the Democratic nomination for governor. And what's your reaction to that would be vis-a-vis Gary Lindstrom and also Bill Ritter. But right now we are talking about patriotism. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
What bothers me about all, you know, some of the patriotism, or I guess what we're going to call nationalism now, is it's all in flag waving, you know, throw the magnet on your car, but there's no action behind it. I mean, it's just empty. And that's what really bothers me. It's, you know, they talk a tough game, but when it really comes down to, you know, doing something tangible to show that they actually are, you know, patriotic, they're nowhere to be found. And
well,
that's what
first of all, why would you want to have a requirement for something like that? I mean, in other words, if I love my country and I happen to think it's a great place, and so I want to put an American flag magnet on my car or whatever the case may be, you know, why does there have to be some kind of qualifier to that?
Well, I think there should be some actions to back up, you know, how you feel about a country. And you're willing to sacrifice something. You know, during the 40s, you know, when we were in World War II, there was the concept of shared sacrifice, that when a country is at war, everyone in the population feels it. And that isn't true today. You know, nobody feels this war except for the soldiers. And that really bothers me.
Well, the war is only, I agree with you there, but the war is only one component of the entire picture. I mean, for many people, you know something, for many people, they feel, and I think to some degree that they have a pretty good point here, that they go to work, that they pay their taxes, that they vote, you know, if called upon, their kids would serve in the military, or they themselves have served in the military. So, you know, what's wrong with the idea of, well, I just, you know, I love my country, but I don't necessarily have to be, I mean, do you necessarily, in order to be that way, do you necessarily have to be a political activist to be able to pull that off?
Well, no, but
I mean come on, not everybody has time for all of that, and not everybody's inclined to do it. I mean, I don't think we should set down rules and regulations about who should and shouldn't be, because that's what that's what people on the right like to do. They like to set down little rules and regulations about who can belong and who can be part of what's going on here, and then the first thing they do is they point the finger at you and say, well, you didn't do this, and you didn't do that, and you don't believe this, and I think, you know, it's like, hey, man, you know, America is like for everybody. It's just not for the hardcore members of the GOP. I mean, Ken Melman can, you know, be an American, but Jay Marvin or Marshall can't? That's nonsense.
Well, and that's what they do. They sit there and they point the finger at you and they say, oh, you aren't patriotic. But when they have a chance to do something more than put a flag on their car or, you know, do whatever, they're nowhere to be found. And that's what bothers me, at least, about some of the patriotism that we see from the right. And, you know, the Young Dem group that I'm involved in, you know, we aren't going to take it. You know, we sent packages to the troops for Christmas because we aren't going to be standing around and being told that we aren't patriotic. We're going to step up to the plate, and we're actually going to do something tangible that shows that we're just going to do something more than just wave the flag around and whatever.
But would you put an American flag on your car?
I don't really think it shows anything. I don't think there's something behind it, so no. There's nothing behind it. I think there has to be a corresponding, you know, whatever you need to do to help get this country where it needs to go is what patriotism is. Putting a flag on your car is not patriotism.
How about if you feel love for your country? You don't think that's patriotism, that you'd want to put a flag there because you love your country? Even if you were to turn around and say to somebody, yeah, you know something, you're making a false, a stereotypical assumption thinking that I'm a member of the GOP because I'm not. See, I'm a progressive Democrat, but I still love my country. So you know what? If you can't get used to the idea that I have a flag in my car, screw you.
Well, I think that's where progressives come from, as we love this country. But, I mean, if you think about it, when you're with someone and you love them and you see them doing something that's wrong and not help for themselves, you get involved. If you're with someone that you don't love and they're hurting themselves, you're just going to move on. And I think it's where progressives come from, is they see that things aren't right in this country and they want and love this country,
okay,
and they want to see the best.
Okay, but one of the things, though, about loving something, and one of the things about love is the unconditional part of it, too. And it seems to me that, while I don't disagree with most of what you're saying, I don't think you can really, in all good conscience, put any bounds or any rules or regulations as far as loving your country, because somebody may, have voted for Al Gore in one election and John Kerry in the other, but they still love the country, and so they have an American flag on their car. I mean, to me, that's perfectly fine, and I think this whole stereotypical idea that has been fostered by the media and has been fostered by the right, that they're the only people to put flags on their cars, is absolutely wrong, and it should be wrong, and we should start putting more flags on our cars, if for not anything else, but to increase the debate and the dialogue.
Well, I always say that democracy is not a spectator sport. You have to get involved. You have to do what you can.
You don't have to get involved. What you have to do is what you're capable of doing, and you have to try to be a conscientious and a good citizen. And not everybody, in order to participate in democracy, has to be an activist. I mean, as long as you pay your taxes, as long as you don't break the law, and as long as you we would hope that you would vote, but there are even those people who don't vote, who opt to not to vote. I mean, that's you can't seek to turn around and define their patriotism based on a series of litmus tests. I mean, that's exactly what the right does.
But there's certain responsibilities that go with being a citizen.
Well, all right. What are the responsibilities?
Well, I think you shouldn't break the law.
Well, we agree there.
And you should further the country for us to be the best country possible.
Well, how do you do that? Does that mean you have to be politically active?
No, I mean, there's different ways you can go about it. I mean, you can be a great businessman. There's so many things.
Well, I don't think we should have a litmus test as to what a patriot is. I think a patriot is something that you, I think patriotism and love of country is something that you, that you hold in your heart. And I don't think it's anything in any political group or political party can seek to take away from you or claim to own themselves and say that you're disenfranchised and you don't own it.
I definitely agree with that.
All right.
Nobody owns patriotism.
Well, the right, see, but let me tell you something. The right wing's whole ball game here is that they do. And every turn of the mile, they try to remind you that they do. And every turn of the mile, they sit there and they try to rub your nose in it that they do. And that somehow if you disagree with them and if you disagree with their president, then you know what? Then there's something wrong with your patriotism. And my point in bringing this up this hour is to raise our middle finger and say, you know something, enough is enough with this already. We're as patriotic as you are. We own that American flag as much as you own it. And what we're having here with you guys is a policy debate, not a debate about America, about who is an American patriot and who has patriotic feelings and who doesn't.
Well, they have to switch the topic, because if they actually look at what they're doing, we realize that this country is not going where it needs to go. So they have to switch the topic.
Nationalism. All right, but then it's up to us to switch it back. It's up to us not to run from it. It's up to us to stand tall and go, you know something? I got a flag on the back of my car. I'm proud of my flag. I'm proud of my country. You know, my country is the country of FDR. My country is the country of great Democrats and great progressives and great liberals throughout the years. And you know something? You don't, and the right wing doesn't own the market or on patriotism. Marshall, thank you, man. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. I really firmly believe this. I really do. This radio station, if they ever do window stickers again, we ought to put an American flag on those window stickers. Because you know something? That flag is as much ours as it is theirs. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. I mean, this is what it boils down to, because they make it that way. They draw a line in the sand and constantly try to, you know, test our patriotism. And I think we stand up and say enough is enough. All right. Bob Beaupre's Selective Service Record and a whole lot more coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
No judges, no singing, no annoying host. Instead, do you hear that? That's what you'll be doing this Tuesday. Because ABC is inviting you to a two-hour comedy event, starting with an all-new episode of According to Jim that's just laugh-out-loud funny.
Holy man! Wow!
It all begins this Tuesday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC. Brought to you in part by Dove Body Wash.
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Senate spotlight this hour falls on President Bush's controversial warrantless wiretap program. We're live on Capitol Hill with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The hearing is focused not on whether or how to use wiretaps to find terrorists, but whether it's legal to do it without warrants. Committee Chairman Republican Arlen Specter noted President Bush has claimed Congress gave him carte blanche to go after terrorists after 9/11.
I have already expressed myself as being skeptical of that interpretation.
This is the first of several hearings on this, and today the only witness is Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, who is making the case that the program the president ordered is necessary and legal. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Jury selection is getting underway in Alexandria, Virginia at this hour in the case of Zacharias Moussaoui, who faces either a death sentence or life in prison for his tie to the 9/11 attackers. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Judge Lanny Brinkema will carefully screen potential jurors, aware that one of the 9/11 attacks occurred only a few miles from her courtroom. She must ensure jurors in the sentencing trial will be unbiased. Moussaoui is the only person ever charged in the U.S. with being directly involved in the 9/11 strikes. While he admits training for a terrorist mission, he claims he had nothing to do with 9/11.
Super Bowl 40 belongs to the Steel City. Pittsburgh beat the Seattle Seahawks 21-10 to capture their fifth Super Bowl title.
I am so excited!
Touching off a night of partying in the streets, the big game's MVP, Steelers receiver Hines Ward.
Me living the dream, being named MVP, helping this team, you know, win the Super Bowl. It's a dream come true of mine. I never in my wildest imagination would have thought that I'd be up here talking to you guys today.
After the fallout from Janet Jackson's fallout 2 years ago, there were jitters over the halftime performance by the Rolling Stones. That Stones classic got a word deemed too suggestive snipped. Ditto another of the Stone songs, Rough Justice. Well, it's weighty in more ways than one. President Bush's fiscal 2007 budget on its way to Capitol Hill today.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. The new budget calls for record high federal spending next year, over $2.7 trillion. But revenue falls short of that, leaving a deficit of $354 billion. The budget now projects this year's deficit will hit an all-time high of $423 billion.
Authorities in Lake County, Florida are stunned this morning over the deaths of two officers and their wives. Christine Meisinger is a Sheriff's Department spokeswoman.
We don't like to see anybody lose their life, and it especially hurts when it's members of our law enforcement community.
Officials believe a domestic dispute led one officer to kill his wife, another officer, and his wife before turning the gun on himself. A lockdown in the L.A. County jail system after 2 days of rioting left one inmate dead and more than 100 others injured. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 4, the Nasdaq off 3. This is CBS News.
Want to be a big hit this Valentine's? You need to know 1-800-Flowers.com. They have the ultimate Valentine's gifts, and the flowers always get rave reviews. Tulips, roses, orchids, they're all gorgeous. And 1-800-Flowers.com delivers their flowers at the peak of perfection, even same day. And you can add chocolates or a teddy bear to any bouquet to make the perfect gift even more perfect. Just call or log on to 1-800-Flowers.com today and mention Lisa. You'll save 10% on anything you order. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/radio for details.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free...
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out ArapahoBasin.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to AM760.net. AM760.net.
Here you go.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 10 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 44, and intermittent clouds all day long. And it's good to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go talk to Sergeant Jim Hudson. He's with Veterans for Progress. And, Sergeant, welcome to the program. Welcome to AM 760. Good to have you on.
Morning, Jay.
Yeah, nice to have you here. All right. Tell us what it is about a picture of Congressman Bob Beaupre at the Front Range Airport in Watkins, Colorado from June of 2004. What troubles you about this picture?
Well, he's wearing a standard military-issue aviator's flight suit. It's a Nomex flight suit, and they should not be wearing it. It's a uniform that's issued to Army, Navy, Air Force pilots, and he's parading around in it. He had his photo taken with Miss Colorado, with others attending the flight show. He was pictured in it in a military aircraft. Of course, this aircraft was no longer in use by the military, but the aircraft had on its nose in bold print the word Crusader. I think we all know the sensitivity of that nomenclature. And this is just not something that a congressman of all people should be wearing.
But why him of all people? Why shouldn't he be wearing it?
Well, I think... this is an individual that often surrounds himself with severely disabled veterans, military personnel, and understands better than others what it takes to earn a flight suit like that. It takes, well, as a matter of fact, this flight suit had on it combat a badge, a combat pilot wings badge, a command pilot wings badge. So this that badge takes 15 years and more to earn. Many pilots have lost their lives earning that badge, and so he understands better than most people what it takes to earn the right to wear such a flight suit and to wear a command pilot's wings badge.
Was he ever in the service?
No, as a matter of fact, that's the other thing. This is an individual who in 1968, January 68, November of 68, November of 69, requested and received deferments, three separate deferments because of activity and study. In other words, he was in college. And then later received a deferment because of a physical exam outcome. And finally received a 4F deferment.
So for people who would see this photograph of Congressman Beaupre, they would assume that he has military background and military experience. And what you guys are saying, Veterans for Progress, is that he's misrepresenting himself because in reality he has no military experience.
That's right. In fact, he was somebody who went out of his way not to serve during the Vietnam War. And that's very reminiscent, isn't it, of our Vice President, Dick Cheney, and others who simply did not want to serve during the Vietnam War.
Yeah, they had, so as Cheney said, he had something else he had to do.
Yeah, he had other priorities.
Yeah. You also talked, too, about Mr. Beaupre claiming that he's very, very pro-veteran, that he's very supportive of veterans. But what about his voting record in Congress?
Well, the Disabled American Veterans, the organization with 1.2 million veterans who are members of that organization and who all have service-connected disabilities, those who have sacrificed the most, other than those who have lost their lives, they have him as having the worst record in the state of Colorado among our congressional delegates of any representative, both for fiscal year 2004 and fiscal year 2005. So if you were to go to their website, DAV.org, you would find that he voted against every key issue that they supported during those two fiscal years for service-disabled veterans. Now, these were issues calling for funding for health care, rehabilitation, education, hospitals, etc. Even though Beaupre ostensibly wanted a hospital here in Colorado, when it came time to actually vote for the VA health care budget, he actually voted against it. And also troop housing. Now, that was not something, of course, that the DAV was had as one of their key issues because they're focusing on veterans. But he voted against troop housing legislation.
Do you guys plan to confront him with this, or have you tried to confront him with this, the fact that he wears that uniform and is in these photo ops as being somebody who was once a part of the military, or, you know, not claiming outrightly, but kind of suggesting that he once was? Have you guys confronted him with this? And if so, what has he said?
Actually, when he was wearing this flight suit back in 2004, one of my buddies, Bob Resling, did confront him. He said, are you a veteran? And he said, no, I'm not. He said, well, why are you wearing that flight suit? And his response was, well, I'm out here at this air show, and I'm flying, and I have to wear this flight suit. And he admitted that he probably shouldn't be wearing it. And I don't think he felt, he actually felt a little embarrassed at the fact that he was wearing it, I think. But he continued to wear it. He actually had civilian clothes on under the flight suit. We have photographs showing that he was wearing civilian clothes. So all he had to do was slip out of the flight suit and continue to make his, quote, special appearance, end quote, as the folks that were sponsoring the flight show referred to it, in his civilian clothes. But he didn't feel embarrassed enough to do that. He continued to take photographs with Miss Colorado and others at the flight show.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sergeant Jim Hudson on the line with us from Veterans for Progress, talking about Bob Beaupre and his flight suit incident here from back in June of 2004, and his Selective Service record, and his voting on Veterans Affairs records. His voting on Veterans Affairs record, I should say. This guy may turn out to be the Republican standard bearer for the governor of the state of Colorado. How do you guys feel about that?
Well, I think he's the wrong man for the job. He's simply he's a hypocrite. To take it one step further, he actually co-sponsored legislation referred to as the Stolen Valor Act. There are a lot of folks posing as veterans who are not veterans and actually wearing such badges and medals and decorations as the Medal of Honor, the Distinguished Flying Cross, and other high medals and decorations. And Representative John Salazar of our state introduced legislation to make it a crime to do so, punishable by up to a year in prison. And guess who one of the co-sponsors of that legislation was?
Really?
Yes.
Mr. Beaupre?
Really. Yes. And so here's a guy that's actually parading around in a flight suit with command pilot wings, a high badge, a distinction, a dangerous service that has cost many, many pilots their lives. And here he is co-sponsoring legislation that will send you to prison for wearing decorations. Now, he didn't technically violate that statute, but in fact it was introduced after he was caught in the act of wearing this suit and this badge. But it does suggest that he's a hypocrite. And he's just not the man to serve as governor. He really shouldn't be serving as our representative.
Have you written him anything officially pointing these things out to him? Have you talked to anybody in his office?
I haven't personally. Others have called his office about the news release that we sent out last week, and they claim that they, the folks in his office have been screaming at them.
That's not good. Well, maybe somebody in the mainstream media will pick this up and run with it. Although you're probably like me. You're probably cynical enough to believe you're not going to hold your breath over this. But this is pretty interesting stuff. And it's good that you guys came forward, and it's good that we're able to show Mr. Beaupre for what he really is, donning that flight suit and going through all of that. When in fact, you're right, he wasn't there, and he got out on a deferment, not once but several times. His August 6, 1970 records indicate that he's excused because of a questionable physical reason. But wouldn't you love to ask him what that physical reason was?
Well, I sure would, and I'd like to see the actual medical evidence showing what that reason was. You know, a lot of folks, Democrats and Republicans alike, had some pretty interesting physical reasons for getting out of the draft. Remember Federico Pena. He had a knee condition, and Federico Pena now is a long distance runner. He can run as long as 20 miles with that knee that, as a youth, was so severely injured that he was unable to serve in the military.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, in the interest of disclosure, I mean, I got excused too, but it wasn't because of any kind of physical problem. It was because I filled out more than 20 names on the House Un-American Activities Committee list. So that was one of the reasons why they told me to get lost. So, it's true. They don't have that anymore, of course, and the HUAC is now long gone. It's part of American history.
Sure.
When I went through that whole thing and they asked me, okay, so I filled it out. They sent me to see the FBI and... you know, I got into the whole thing with them. But,
well, you're honest about it, though, Jay, and some people are less than candid about their history.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm with you guys. I mean, I find somebody running around in a flight suit pawning off the idea or trying to infer the idea that they're in the military or were in the military, and then it turns out that, that they get a deferment. I mean, you're right. That's just way, way, way out of bounds. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for being on the program. Really, really do appreciate it.
You bet.
And you know what?
You.
And before you go, too, I want you to do this. Give your organization's website so people can find out more.
ProgressNowAction.org.
Okay, that's Progress. What is it again now?
ProgressNowAction.org. www.thenewbudget.org.
All right. And you know what? You guys are welcome here anytime. Thanks for getting up this morning and being on the show.
You bet.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye now.
All right. We'll take some calls on this coming up, including Rod in Denver, who is the veteran who approached Beaupre. Should Bob Beaupre apologize not only to veterans of the state of Colorado, but should he apologize to voters? 303-713-7600. Does he owe veterans in the state of Colorado?
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at MaxKnipes.com.
Check out this week's review.
I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxKnipes.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Eagle Creek is an Amber Homes Higher Standard community, affordably priced in the 170s. Eagle Creek is one of the lowest per square foot single family homes in Commerce City. Check out the spacious bedrooms and bigger yards. Amber Homes has been providing quality homes at an affordable price since 1998. So stop throwing your money away on rent and picture yourself in a new home from Amber Homes. Go today to any Amber Homes community and discover a great home for a great price. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Some way to get around it, but there are some things in life where you don't want to be lied to. And one of those areas is in buying an automobile. I don't know about you, but I want to know what the real deal is, and I do not want to be told something that isn't true, and I don't want to have to receive a big song and dance. And that's one of the reasons why I recommend you buy a car from Rocky's Autos. Why? Because you're not going to get any of that. What you're going to get is friendly, helpful people who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one, and they're going to lay the goods out on the table, and you make the decision about whether you think that this is an automobile that you want to buy. At Rockies, every car is thoroughly and completely inspected and equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they have got just about everything you can think of on the lot, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and the list just goes on and on and on. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., And go out there and see my friends working out there, the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, great people, and Spanky, and all of the people who work at Rockies try very, very hard to make your buying experience really, really good. I had another car dealership, somebody with another car dealership come up to me in the halls here last week and said, man, you know, you're really tied in with Rockies, and your name is becoming synonymous with Rockies. And I said, you know what, that's fine with me, because they're really, really good people. And I wouldn't send people someplace that I wouldn't go myself. And I have gone to Rockies and will continue to go to Rockies. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Or just go out there and see them. 63rd and Federal, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you haven't had luck with love, maybe it's time to try something different. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
Bottom line, when it comes to relationships, it is all about attitude.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
I've got a crush on you.
That unmistakable voice.
My sweetie pie.
That smoldering appeal.
All the day.
That Grammy nominee, Michael Bublé.
Hear me.
Get his new Hallmark CD for just $7.95 when you buy three cards. When you've got all that working for you this Valentine's Day, you're in a good place.
Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown.
At participating stores while supplies last.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
823, 23 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 44. Good morning. It's not going to be too bad of a day today. Intermittent clouds, which is their way of saying partly cloudy, which I said this last week, the hell with the intermittent clouds. I just call it as I see it, which is it's going to be partly cloudy today. One line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about Bob Beaupre, Veterans for Progress, sent out an emailer last week. Which showed a picture of Congressman Beaupre at the Front Range Airport in Watkins, Colorado, June 2004, and he was in a flight suit. And it says, we have reviewed the Selective Service Classification history for Robert Louis Beaupre, and these records indicate that he requested and received three different student deferments. They also indicate that Beaupre came up for the draft based on his lottery drawing for 1970 at 160. Yet on August 6, 1970, the records indicate that Beaupre was excused because of a questionable physical reason. Mr. Beaupre appears to want to have it both ways. He publicly parades in a military-issued uniform, and yet the records show that he never served. And they say, join us for calling on Mr. Beaupre to apologize for this misleading us. And do you think that Bob Beaupre ought to apologize? 303-713-7600. After all, this guy's going to run for the governor of the state of Colorado if he can win the nomination from Holtzman in the primary. And he's been a United States congressman. And do you think that he ought to apologize and say, okay, you know what, I shouldn't have done it, and it was wrong, and I shouldn't have tried, and I wasn't trying to give a misleading impression. But I'm sorry if people came across with that. One line open at 303-713-7600, and anybody from the GOP or Bob Beaupre's office are more than welcome to call in. Here is the guy who confronted Bob Beaupre, and this is Rod from Denver. Rod, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, this is Rodriguez. My wife and my friends call me Rod. Anyway, I was down there at Watkins, and I did not confront him. Colonel Bob Raisling, he confronted him. And he said, what are you doing in my uniform? And he says, I'm doing a photo op. And he said, well, you shouldn't be that doing that. That's disrespectful to the uniform. You were never in the service. And he said, well, this is for a photo op. And that was totally, totally wrong. That's deceitful. That's hypocritical. And he lacks, you know, the knowledge of seriousness, you know, of what happens in a war. I mean, people get hurt. People get killed. And here's a guy, he thinks it's a photo op. He thinks it's a game.
Was he willing at that point to take the uniform off?
Well, he couldn't. He was trying to climb inside of the airplane, and Bob Raisling, he told him, get out of my uniform and get out of my plane.
How did you guys find out, though, that he had, I mean, had he done this before and that you guys had just found out that he was going around doing this, so you went and decided to look up his Selective Service record? I mean, how did all this come about?
We know pretty much everything about Bob Beaupre, and the reason we do is because, you know, we're checking out on these Republican guys, so many of them are hypocrites and liars. And, you know, just like our president, he was AWOL. I mean, the guy was flat-ass AWOL. And here we go. And here, you're talking about patriotism. You know, I'm a patriot. I served 20 years in the military. I was in Vietnam, 67, 68, 69, 70. I can tell you about war. And I tell you what, this clown that we got as president, he hasn't got a clue. In fact, it's so shameful. Him and his coward vice president have never been to a funeral for one of our GIs.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got 2,242 and growing every day. And he says how wonderful things are going. Things are not going wonderful. Things are going very sad. Jay, thank you for letting me voice myself.
Hey, you can come on here anytime you want, pal.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, the central question here is, should Congressman Beaupre apologize? Now, if you go to www.progressnowaction.org, you can go sign up at the Beaupre apology and demand the truth. So if you want to go sign up. But do you think that he owes the veterans in the state an apology? After all, he is going to try to run for governor if he can beat Mark Holtzman. And he makes you wonder how many other politicians have done this. Have made you think that they're veterans. You know, I don't hardly ever read any of those campaign mailers. I go online and look these people up and try to figure out what they're... You know, I try to go look at their voting record. I don't ever look at what they send me through the mail. And maybe that's being cynical, and maybe I'm wrong in assuming that, you know, immediately given the chance, they're just going to mislead me. But now with the Internet, where you can go look up campaign contributions and also look up votes. It's a lot easier to do it that way. Here's John in South Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, John.
I'm definitely for Beaupre apologizing. I don't think he has any right to wear that uniform and parade around as if he was a veteran. During the 60s, during the Vietnam era, I was in the reserves. And like a lot of people, let's face it, I went in the reserves hoping I wouldn't get sent to Vietnam.
Right.
I'll tell you something. I don't feel like a veteran. I'm not a veteran. To me, a child of the World War II era, veterans are people that served. The march to the sound of the guns. I'm not a veteran. And
yeah.
Bob Beaupre isn't either. It's just a tool that the right wing use both for themselves and against us.
Well, that goes back to what I was talking about last hour, and I don't mind opening that debate back up again, too, about the fact that when you think about the military, when you think about the American flag, when you think about all of those things, what do you think about? You think about the GOP, you think about the right wing, you think about the conservatives, you think about all of those things, and that they have basically taken that stuff from us. When, and Studs Terkel, the historian Studs Terkel, I used to ask this question. I would hear him ask it on many talk shows when I lived in Chicago. A great comment. He would say, well, if liberals are so bad, how many liberals died in the trenches in World War II?
Exactly. Exactly.
But we've let all of that go, though, haven't we?
Yeah, we certainly have.
Why? Why have we let it go?
I don't know why we let them beat us over the head with their patriotism, especially when we simply dissent to their point of view. A responsible dissent is the highest form of patriotism. And I actually believe that Rove and the cabal behind Bush is absolutely, totally terrified that we'll actually take to the streets with dissent. Because the media right now, the media in Denver in particular, the major media is totally ignoring what's going on in Washington. And if we were to go to the street in numbers, they would not be able to ignore us. And I really, really believe this is one thing that Rove and Bush are terrified of. I don't know why it isn't happening, but...
Well, I don't know if I agree with them, that they're terrified that we'll take to the streets. I think they're scared that the majority of the American public is going to somehow wake up and figure out what's going on, and that they're also going to figure out that this phony patriotic line that they keep beating us over the head with is now going to start to run out, because everyday Americans who consider themselves to be patriotic from all political stripes are starting, I think, to smell a rat with this whole foreign policy situation. I don't know, man. I don't know how we let them have it, but I certainly would like to get it back. John, thank you. I appreciate the call, man.
Okay, have a good day.
Great call. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. Two things out on the table here. Does Bob Beaupre owe veterans in the state of Colorado an apology or trying to pawn himself off as one, according to the folks at Progress Now? Progress Now Action. And we can get back into the patriotism debate, too, about why it is that the right has a corner on the whole patriotism debate, and they use it against us to beat us over the head every chance they get. 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. A look at Progressive Traffic Now.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic still trying to recover on eastbound U.S. 36 due to an earlier crash between Federal and Pecos. It has been moved off to the shoulder, which backed up to Sheridan. Also, in the Lakewood area, I have another problem. Eastbound on 6 just before Federal stalled car, so watch for that. Also had a problem northbound I-25 Franklin Street that has been cleared, but traffic still stop and go in that area as well. Weather today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid to 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, the low and the high.
Surprise her this year with something new from Intrigue Jewelers, a colored diamond. Intrigue Jewelers has affordable quality colored diamonds in blue, green, yellow, orange, pink, and the very rare Imperial Red. For a gift to be remembered, come to Intrigue Jewelers, formerly Ireland Jewelers, located at the corner of Kipling and Bellevue in the Governor's Plaza Shopping Center. Intrigue Jewelers also has a variety of Valentine's jewelry starting at below $100. Intrigue Jewelers at the southeast corner of Kipling and Bellevue for all your jewelry needs.
Show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-0140. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-0140. That's 1-800-900-0140.
800-900-0140.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Don't waste another dime on energy bills. Odyssey Windows is the most affordable replacement window you can buy. Really. Go to OdysseyWindows.com or Troubleshooter.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y. Odyssey Windows.
If you haven't had luck with love, maybe it's time to try something different. That's why Match.com is now working with...
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
Bottom line, when it comes to relationships, it is all about attitude.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
Only Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. Hotels give their unsold rooms to Hotwire.com, and they sell them at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Hotwire.com.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 44. Partly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Should Bob Beaupre apologize for wearing a flight suit, a military flight suit, when he was never in the service? Should he apologize not only, I guess, to veterans in Colorado, but maybe to you, too, if you're in his congressional district? And also the other topic which we've been flirting with and diving into and diving out of all the morning long, is about patriotism and the fact that the right seems to control the market on it, and they seem to beat us over the head with it every chance they get. And when are we going to turn around and when are we going to reclaim it? Because it's every bit as much ours as it is theirs. Yet they've been beating us up with it for years. 303-713-7600, two lines open. Let's go to Bill in Littleton. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Fantastic. Listen, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm outraged at the stunt that Beaupre played. I mean, prancing around as though he was a military command pilot, walking the flight line, taking pictures with beautiful women. I mean, this is the typical Republican philosophy: is that you don't have to carry the water, but you get to take the credit. And I think it's symptomatic of the Karl Rove Republican plan to fool the American people about the level of commitment that the Republican Party has to the true national security issues of this country. The Democratic Party, I think, if you look historically, has led the world in its vision of democracy. The Truman Doctrine, the success of bringing a coalition together in World War II, and ridding the world of fascism. We as a party should be proud of what we've done and not run from these chicken hawks who've never raised a weapon in battle, yet they send our sons and daughters to die in wars that are based upon lies and fabrication.
Yeah, I think Dick Cheney and George W. Bush certainly fit those categories.
Yeah, well, and I think these you look even Governor Owens used a picture in his re-election campaign of him getting into an F-16 at Buckley Air National Guard base. It's this kind of it's much easier to take a picture than to walk the walk or carry a weapon or actually fly the airplane.
But you know something? Let me ask you something. See, they're very, very comfortable with all of that. We don't seem to be. Those of us on the left don't seem to be as comfortable with that as they are. And why aren't we?
Well, I think because let's look at it. Let's examine the 84 presidential campaign. We had a true hero in John Kerry running for president. And what happened? The Republicans went right after him because they see true heroes and true patriots as threats to them. So they'll gin up any kind of false statements and information to diminish the credibility of those individuals who do stand up. And I think that's one reason. I think number two is that a lot of people in the Democratic Party today, are the grandsons and sons and daughters of the greatest generation of World War II who did stand up. And those guys, when they came back from World War II, they didn't prance around in their uniforms. They quietly went back and rebuilt this country and established one of the strongest middle class of the world because of their hard work and commitment. And we don't give that generation enough credit.
No, you're right about that. We don't talk about that enough. But the other thing is that here's the way those of us that are Democrats, here's the way we're characterized, okay? And you've heard this before, so you know I'm not making it up, that the Republicans are the daddy party and that we're the mommy party. And see, I think that's BS because I think we are as tough and as capable of doing whatever we have to do to keep this country safe as they are. And on top of that, I think we're more honest about it.
Well, if you look at the statistics in Congress, I think there are right now in Congress, I think there's only two Republicans that have any military service, and over 35, 40 Democrats that have served in the military.
That's right.
This week on Wednesday, on the west steps of the Capitol, there are going to be 53 veterans who are running for Congress, standing next to Max Cleland, John Kerry, Jack Reed, and John Salazar. To really begin to try to develop a sense of momentum and commitment to what actually military service and public service means.
Yeah, and that's a good first step, but we got to continue to keep pushing on that. And bottom line is, you believe that Beaupre should apologize?
Oh, I think he should apologize, and to every veteran in the state and every family member of a deceased veteran in the Iraqi war.
Well, let's see if his opponent Mark Holtzman calls him on it.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, thanks, man. Hey, Bill, be safe and thank you for your service to the country.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Yeah, let's see if Mr. Holtzman calls him on it. What do you think, Janet in Denver? Janet, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is Janet.
Hi, Janet.
I'm not a veteran. Nobody in my family died. But Oprah owes me an apology because I'm an American citizen and I'm really tired of being deceived. I just don't like it. And I want to make one other brief comment and then I'll hang up and get a response because I'm on my cell. But the gentleman mentioned being in the streets and the other person talked about the steps of the Capitol. I want to ask you if it's true that MoveOn.org bought some ads on your radio station regarding the gathering that was at the Capitol during the State of the Union address. I was down there, and I think there were maybe at most 150, 200 people. And I find that a lot of us on the left don't know each other. We're not too very organized. And I think Republicans have a lot of money, and they're organized, and they know each other, and they have talking points. And I think that we have a ways to go. Thank you for letting me speak, and I'm going to hang up so that I can hear you.
All right, Janet. Thanks for calling in. All right, we've got a couple of lines open here now, 303-713-7600. No, MoveOn.org did not buy time, as I recall, we gave that gathering free publicity here. We had various people call up to plug it. As far as us not knowing each other and not being as tightly woven, we don't have as much infrastructure as the Republicans and as the right wing does, but we're building ours. We're building it through Progressive Talk. We're building it through organizations like Media Matters for America, Center for American Progress. There's numerous organizations out there that are beginning to form and coalesce. And so we're behind in that effort, but we're definitely working on it. And we're definitely going to catch up one of these days. All right, the questions out there are about patriotism and also about Bob Beaupre. Should he apologize to the veterans of the state of Colorado, and should he apologize to you as a Colorado voter? I mean, this is a guy who may end up getting the Republican nomination for the governor of the state of Colorado, and he may be running against to whoever the Democrats, whoever those of us who consider ourselves Democrats, whoever we end up fielding.
Hi, I'm Bob Bowers, and by now you've probably heard about my company, the Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. You might be wondering if we can help you. If you suffer from occasional fatigue, our centers are really not for you. However, if you're struggling to get through each day, we definitely can help you. You may have a host of underlying issues that cause this unrelenting fatigue. I know, because I too lived with this fatigue for way too long before I found help. My life nearly crumbled around me as it spiraled out of control. The solution to this condition is usually not that simple, but it can be overcome. If you would like more information, please come to our free monthly educational seminar. Meet our doctors, talk with our staff, and learn about your condition. Call us at 720-488-1400. That's 720-488-1400. Seats are limited, so call us today, 720-488-1400. This free 90-minute seminar is the first step to getting your life back.
Card. U.S. Airport Parking is located on Tower Road, just north of Peña. U.S. Airport Parking.
Randy Rhodes.
There's sadness all over the world, and they're sad because they hate our freedom. And I'm going to stop the world's sadness. I'm going to stop sadnessists all over the world. That even makes as much sense to say, I'm fighting a war on the feeling. I can't fight this feeling anymore. I don't spend much time on it. Thank you, President REO Speedwagon. Thank you.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test fewer than 10 homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new windows will be installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 50% on their energy bill, or they will reimburse you the difference. For participating when the test is complete, you will be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Operators available 24 hours a day. Call today.
What's the price of safety? Midas says it shouldn't be as much as you think. You can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed at Midas for just $99.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes again for as long as you own your car for just $99.95. That price gets you pads that are manufactured to the highest standards in the industry and meet or exceed the performance of the pads that came with your car when it was new. Midas has over 3,000 ASE certified mechanics too, so no matter where you drive, Midas is there. No wonder more Americans trust Midas for their brakes than any place else. And to help you keep safely on the road this season, get the Midas Touch Maintenance Package for just $29.95. They'll change your oil, rotate your tires, perform a courtesy check, including a visual brake inspection, all for just $29.95. To Midas, things more important than your safety, and keeping it safely on the road costs less than you think when you trust the Midas Touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. Oil change includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, other grades, and synthetics extra. Most vehicles, diesel vehicles extra. Not valid with discount offers. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Prices and participation may vary.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth? Unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast? Routine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel? Unroutine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and bacon breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a 4-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a 2-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we believe you can have your pillow mint and eat it too. That's why we get you 4-star hotel rooms for up to 60% off.
How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com. And we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few $100 saved on your hotel room is a few $100 you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
You've got J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good to meet you.
Stone.
You get mine.
Yeah. I love them. It's 848, 48 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 44, Bob Beaupre. Caught in a terrible, terrible hoax. Wearing a flight suit. Pawning himself off as being part of the military, but uh-oh, wait a minute, busted. Busted by the veterans. In progress, nowaction.org. What was the problem? Well, it seems Mr. Beaupre had never been in the service. When they checked out the Selective Service Classification History of Robert Louis Beaupre, and these records indicate that he requested and received 3 different student deferments, they also indicate that Beaupre came up for the draft, and based on his lottery drawing for 1970, was number 160. Yet on August 6, 1970, the records indicate that Beaupre was excused because of questionable physical reason. A questionable physical reason. And as these vets point out, he publicly parades around in a military-issued uniform, yet the records show he never served. Should he apologize to the voters of Colorado, and should he apologize to veterans? 303-713-7600 and the whole use of the right-wing's, the whole right-wing use of patriotism as well. Here's Patrick in Denver. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks so much for airing this thing on Beaupre.
You got it, man.
It's outrageous. I'm a military veteran, and I'm a reservist, and was called up to serve at the Pentagon for 26 months. And my wife and I volunteered quite a bit with the wounded soldiers at Walter Reed, and these guys are seriously wounded. I mean, it's tragic. And Beaupre, the outrage here is his voting record on veterans benefits. You know, Jim Nichols, one of Colorado's own, a Michael Brown clown, just failed as director of the VA, cut the VA budget, proposed cuts, and there was outrage on the Congress, thank God, not to cut it. During a war, when our guys are returning with some serious wounds, they are messed up for life. I put a call out to my fellow veterans here in Colorado. Do not let this thing go. We owe it to each other, people who served in uniform, not to let this person do this. I mean, follow him on the campaign trail. Raise hell. This is wrong.
I agree. I think it is wrong. And, you know, the right wing, their whole fetish with this patriotism business, and then try to take it and try to take those of us who are on the left and beat us over the head with it. And a lot of times, you know, like Beaupre, they haven't got the ammo to load the gun, really. I mean, he was never there. Why can't he just be honest about it? What's the problem?
You know, Jay, I had a privilege of meeting Senator Cleveland at a ceremony at the Pentagon. And I went up to him, I was in uniform, and I went up to him and asked him to autograph this book and told him, thank you for your support of coming out, supporting Senator Kerry on this. What is going on with these draft dodgers criticizing those of us who served our patriotism? And, you know, I thought he was almost going to get teary-eyed, and he grabbed my arm with his one arm and said, thank you so much, let's stick together. That made a real impact on me, Jay.
Yeah, you know, if I had I think all of us have like probably 5 or 10 questions in our lifetimes that we would love to get answered. I would love to know why it is that that whole Swift Boat thing was able to stick, and why Kerry didn't stand up and say to George W. Bush, we know where I was, where were you?
And why didn't my fellow veterans, we should have just been going nuts over this thing. My God, Kerry won 2 Silver Stars.
I know it.
They do not give Silver Stars away. It is impossible to receive a Silver Star unless it's warranted.
I know. I wish I had the answer. You know, I wish I knew. I wish both of you and I knew. I wish we could go back to that time again so we could get on here and raise hell.
I call on my fellow veterans to raise hell.
You got it, pal. Thank you for your service to the country.
Thank you.
Why can't Bo Prey be honest about this? I mean, I never served in the armed services. Of course, I would never support an unjust policy to send people off to die either. Let's get back on the phones and we go to Pam in Larkspur. Pam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Pam.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
And actually, can I answer what the last caller said just for a minute? And I
sure.
know what Carrie said. Carrie said, look, he didn't want to keep answering the same questions over and over again because he felt like they were going to keep coming at him. No matter what he said, he felt like he couldn't stop them from keep on focusing on that, and he figured it would go away, and he was wrong, but that's too bad.
Yeah, because I would have never backed out an inch on that, and I would have stayed at them.
Well,
I would have stayed in their face 150%, and I would have started calling them out personally. I would have said, well, you know, listen, then I think we need to know where Dick Cheney was, and I think we know where Dick Cheney was. I think we need to know where the people behind these Swift boat situations and the funding comes from. Well, I think we need to know where they are. I think we need to take a good look at their service records. He should have never... ever have let any of that slip by, because you know what? It never does go away unless you answer it head on.
Well, he did finally answer it. He released all of his medical records. But anyway, that's not what I'm calling about.
Okay.
I'm calling because I know you've talked about this issue before, and that is impeachment, and as well as I know you've talked about the 2004 election. Now, I just finished reading this book, Fooled Again, by Mark Crispin Miller. Do you know him?
Yes, we've had him on here.
Okay, now, his subtitle is How the Right Stole the 2004 Election and Why They'll Steal the Next One, Too. And, Jay, if you read this book, you might change your mind on this because it has such specific data, facts, information that shows exactly how Ohio, which was a battleground state, was a fraudulent election in that state, and that they
What do you mean I might change my mind about that? I believe that there was hanky-panky.
No. But they actually show how Kerry won. This book shows you exactly how Kerry won in Ohio, and I actually do believe that Kerry won. And what I want is not impeachment. I want to take all of this information. I don't want to go to the Supreme Court. I want to go to the World Court because I don't trust the Supreme Court. It's in the pocket of George Bush. And I want them to look at our election and actually look at the facts that I believe that they would say, yes, indeed, you had a fraudulent election. And why is it the Republicans can cheer up and down about Ukraine, you know, having an election overturned by the Supreme Court? We would never do that here, obviously, but my wish would be then to have a realized, fair election. And if George Bush really won fairly, okay, I'd give it up. But I know that's not going to happen. It's pie in the sky. But
well,
that's how it is.
I think all we can do is try for the next time around to make sure that things are as above board and as safe as they possibly can be. And maybe what we need to do is we need to have monitors from other countries come in here and watch the you know the process. Jay Kenneth Blackwell is in Ohio is like mixed up, hip deep in all of that stuff.
Well, Mark Crispin Miller, I really think you need to have him come back.
We've had him on before.
Well, I know, but he has. Since then, he's written this book, Fooled Again, How the Right Stole
the 2004. No, the book was out. The book was out when we had him on.
Oh.
But
well,
we'll ask him again. I'll ask him to come on again. It's not a problem.
Because he has really very specific data here on exactly what they did. And I'm very worried about the next election because what this shows is that all of the stuff they did in Florida in 2000, what it did was it taught them a lesson. It said, hey, we can cheat and get by with it, and then they applied that to Ohio. And we did have international people come in to try to monitor the election in Ohio, and they wouldn't let them. So, and that's in the book. And
we'll put out the invitation for him again and see if we can get him.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
Sure.
And keep plugging at that Bo Prey stuff. And also, you know, the stuff about Kerry, I mean, I hate it that people keep on going and tearing him down when I felt like he was the guy that was running a much cleaner election. I mean,
well, you wanted to talk about the issues, but
yeah.
You know, those people never want to talk about the issues.
No.
All they want to do basically is attack. And we have to work out strategies to get around that. I mean, we have to work out strategies in order to be able to attack back without swimming in the same sewer. Although I got to tell you, sometimes I think to myself, I really feel like, man, I wish we would just get wet. I mean, I think we were totally and completely run over, and we allowed it to happen, and we shouldn't allow it to happen. And I've been saying this all morning that we should challenge the right wing, that they do not have the corner stamp here. They don't have the you know, the intellectual property on patriotism. They're, as a matter of fact, they're far from it. And every time we allow them to get away with it, it's just a crime. I mean, we should call them on it all the way down the line. Thank
exactly.
you, Pam. Appreciate the call.
Thank
you so much,
Jay. Okay, bye.
All right. We're into the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll get into open phones here. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, including today may be the day that John Hickenlooper tells us we decide.
There were dark days of tax preparation, my friends, where you had to run around, get forms, or go to a franchise tax store and pay through the nose. But those days are over. There's this thing called the Internet and this website called TurboTax.com. Now you don't go to your taxes. Your taxes come to you. TurboTax asks you simple questions and fills out all the right forms. It checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate. Now that's what I call progress. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
No judges, no singing, no annoying host. Instead, do you hear that? That's what you'll be doing this Tuesday. Because ABC is inviting you to a two-hour comedy event, starting with an all-new episode of According to Jim that's just laugh-out-loud funny.
Holy man! Wow!
It all begins this Tuesday at 8, 7 Central, only on ABC. Brought to you in part by Dove Body Wash.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player name.
The Majority Report and Mike Malloy, your progressive station. KKCN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez not placed under oath as he took the witness chair at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program. Live to Capitol Hill now, where CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is covering.
Gonzalez said the warrantless wiretaps are completely legal because Congress authorized all necessary force to fight al-Qaeda after 9/11 and because the Constitution gives the president power to conduct war.
It is the modern equivalent to a scout team sent ahead to do reconnaissance or a series of radar outposts designed to detect enemy movements.
But listening to Americans' phone calls and reading their emails is not the same, said Democratic Senator Pat Leahy, because the law specifically requires a warrant.
If you do not even attempt to persuade Congress to amend the law, then you're required to follow the law as it's written.
Republican Arlen Specter said the administration should have gone to a secret court to get warrants. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Just the briefest of court appearances by confessed 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui as jury selection got underway to determine his sentence. I am al-Qaeda, he shouted just after being led into the heavily guarded courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia. He was quickly escorted out, yelling, "This trial is a circus," as he was led away. Congress is in receipt of President Bush's new budget plan. Despite proposed cuts, it still comes in at more than $2.7 trillion.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. To show his commitment to spending restraint, President Bush says his new budget identified 141 programs that should be terminated or significantly reduced in size because they were not getting results or fulfilling essential priorities. If Congress goes along, it would produce savings of nearly $15 billion.
There's a new projection on the federal deficit, forecasting $423 billion in red ink, by far a record. The new Federal Reserve Chair, Ben Bernanke, takes the oath again at a ceremonial swearing-in at Fed headquarters. President Bush was there.
Ben is an economist, one of the most
esteemed leaders in the field.
In his remarks, the Fed chairman said he looked forward to a strong and constructive relationship with Congress. Isabelle Dinoir holds a news conference in Amiens, France. She's the French woman who had the world's first partial face transplant in late November. In translation,
at the moment, I can open my mouth, I can eat, and I can use my lips and my nose as well.
I have a face like everyone else, she added. A door to the future is opening. Japan's Toshiba's announced it's buying the U.S.-based nuclear plant builder Westinghouse Electric for $5.4 billion. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead 5.75 points. NASDAQ Composite down a little more than 6. This is CBS News.
If you enjoy helping people and want to turn that passion into a career, you can. Right now, the Home Depot has full and part-time employment opportunities for sales, cashier, lot, department supervisor, and other positions. We're an equal opportunity employer with excellent benefits, tuition reimbursement, and thorough training. If this sounds like the perfect fit for you, apply at careers.homedepot.com or at your nearest Home Depot store. We'd love for you to be a part of our team, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Clarence Young, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on how far he's willing to go.
Finding a new antibiotic is about as easy as catching one particular snowflake. It takes about 15 years to find one that works. Then, as soon as the bacteria develop resistance, we're right back where we started. But everyone benefits from antibiotics, so the war never stops. At GSK, quitting's just not an option.
GlaxoSmithKline. Today's medicines, tomorrow's miracles.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, there is good news in the high country. The chain laws have been lifted over in Loveland Pass. Around the Denver area, some slow traffic on eastbound 6 between Wadsworth and I-25. Also a slow go southbound I-25 between Alameda and University. And on northbound side of I-25, you're going to see some brake lights from I-225 to around Evans. Your weather for today, mostly sunny with the high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. The low in the high teens to low.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to maxnights.com and tell them where you want to go. Maxnights.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Want to live it up at the next Avalanche home game? Well, go to AmberHomes.com and register to win tickets in their luxury suite. Amber Homes is a proud sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Sign up to win tickets now at AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Also, did you I believe he's testifying in front of the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. Did anybody see this? Because I want to bring this up, and I want to do something about this on the air. In the midst of all the chaos yesterday of moving, I did happen to get a chance to read a little bit of the newspapers. There was an excellent column, and I hardly ever do this. I just hardly ever do it. But I sent Diane Carman of the Denver Post an email thanking her for a column that she did yesterday. She did on Sunday. Bilingual school knows no failure. go to the internet. If you don't have the Denver Post from yesterday, go to the internet. Go look under a columnist under Diane Carmen and read this column. Because this column is great. And not only that, well, it's just great on so many levels. I really, it's just great on so many levels. And we're going to do something more on that column. So be checking that out. How about Hickenlooper? Is he going to tell us whether he's going to run or not? He's got to do it soon. Now, the Rocky Mountain News had a story this morning. Mayor still faces a stride fence on running. His clear schedule spurs speculation that he might decide today. So where would you stand on a Ritter Hickenlooper face-off, along with Gary Lindstrom, in the Democratic side of the gubernatorial race? All right, let's go to the phones. Tons of people hanging on, and Bob in Westminster has been waiting the longest. Bob, thanks for your patience. Go ahead. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
I think the veterans, I'm a Vietnam vet, and I called you before. I was the first Cav division. And they ought to demand he resign and not run.
You're talking about Beau Prey.
Yeah. I wanted just a real quick point. I know it's short. People have to look at history and remember that, you know, who was in power when we won World War I and World War II, Democratic presidents. Who was against the GI Bill after World War II, and who vetoed the GI Bill in 1969? Republicans.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, and who basically ran the World War I vets out of Washington? The Republican Party, when they demanded their war bonus during the Depression, and they actually were a couple of guys killed.
But they have managed to own that whole image of patriotism and Americanism now, and they've had it for, it seems like, 30 or 40 years.
Well, they're wrong. History proves them totally wrong. Could I have you, just one thing I want to recommend to you, if you can find it, and to the listeners, if they can find it. I just watched the historical thing on the last flight of the Memphis Belle that was recorded in combat action in World War II on B-17 raids over Germany.
Oh, right, yeah.
That is one of the most moving things you'll ever see.
I'll definitely look for it.
I found it just by accident, and I watched it, and I tell you, it made me really...
Where did you get it? Do you remember?
I got a copy out of Suncoast, and it's a series. Let me look for it real quick. I know it's really busy. I don't see where I put that thing. I've been watching it. It's 9 hours long. It's put out by,
Can you go online?
Sinclair Entertainment Group.
Can you go online and get it?
I don't know. I just found it. Suncoast is closing, but it's got the last flight of the Memphis Belle, completed 25 missions. The King and Queen of England actually, you know, sent them back to the United States, you know, when they rotated. And it's the most moving thing I've ever seen.
All right, I'll definitely check it out, man. I'll Google it and see if I can order it. Hey, Bob, thanks for the recommendation. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, you're welcome anytime. He calls us every once in a while. One line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-Bob Beaupre resign. Let's go to Tony in Aurora. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Am I there?
You're here, man.
Hey, man. I'm a vet, too. Vietnam vet. Dad was a vet from World War II. Grandpa was a vet in World War I. Beaupre should get on his hands and knees. And just apologize, beg our forgiveness. This taking over the American flag. I mean, we're supposed to be from the 60s, the old, I believe it was effete intellectual snobs.
Right.
I wish some of us would read some books, you know.
And, yeah, that's a good point.
You know, and just, you know, I mean, it's so, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy guy, but... My God, if you look at Germany, World War, you know, 1923 through 1939, and the flag waving and the military-industrial complex, it's scary. It's really scary if you actually sit down and read something.
Well, because that stuff works. I mean, there's a reason that the administration, the reason that they pull that off today with that whole thing about, on one hand, saying, well, you know, listen, we can have an open debate here, an honest debate about, foreign policy. And then Bush, several paragraphs, will turn back around and say and infer that those of us who don't agree with the policy in Iraq, those of us who don't agree with what's going on, that somehow we're not supportive of the troops, that we're un-American. But, you know, in 1955, these same people, this same lineage of the GOP, used to run around and claim that anybody who didn't see things their way was a communist.
Exactly. They've just changed the name. Now we're something else.
Right.
And the whole, you know, evangelical, religious, political thing, that whole thing has to have the others before they work. We're the others now. And
yeah.
They just have to go out and find some others to fight against and to have be bad. They can't just be good on their own. They have to have others to make their program work.
Yep, you know what? Excellent points, Tony. Thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks
for your service to the country.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You got it. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, you know, people should just be honest about their service record. I mean, they should just be honest about it. Now, I admit something here. I don't mind admitting it here. I used to do this. I used to antagonize a lot of these extremely right-wing militarist veterans by getting on the air, and I used to taunt them with the fact that I was a draft dodger. But you know something? I never lied about my service record. I never claimed that I was in the service. I never said anything about being in the service. And I consider myself to be just as patriotic as anybody else. And I think there's a lot of veterans who we do, you know, we're hearing from them this morning, but there's a lot of veterans out there who don't agree with the George W. Bushes of the world and the Bob Beaupreys of the world. And here's Bob Beaupre running around, you know, passing himself off as being some kind of war hero, I guess, or somebody involved, in the service. And in reality, he got like a deferment. You know what? Listen. Hundreds of thousands of kids went and got deferments. Lots of them went and got deferments, either because they didn't believe in what we were doing, they were scared to go, they had some other agenda. As I said in my case, you know, I went into the induction center in Los Angeles, and being the stupid idiot I am, I just followed directions. I did what they told me to do. And I did two key things when I went through that process. You know, they gave me a math test, and I've never been good at math. I think if you listen to this program enough, you know that I have trouble with dates. I have trouble with anything having to do with numbers. You know, we just moved. I can't tell you my new home phone number. I don't know what it is. I have it programmed in my cell phone. But I, you know, if you ask me now, what's your new home phone number, Jay? I couldn't tell you what it is. So when they gave me the sheets for the math, and they were on, and I don't know how many of you remember this, they were on computerized sheets, which you filled in with a lead pencil. I just went down one side to the other, left to right, left to right, left to right, left to right, left to right. Why? Not with the intent, and I was radically politically left. But I did it not with the intent to dodge the draft. I did it because I thought, you know what, if I have to end up going, I am not going to be in a situation where I have to do math. They're not going to put me, as like the company bookkeeper or something. And then they give you the test. Then they give you the test of, like, connecting screwdrivers, like a Phillips head to a screw and a tailpipe assembly and all this stuff. And I thought to myself, you know what, man, I don't want to do this. So I did exactly the same thing. I just went down the deal and I just did it. And then when they got to the House Un-American Activities Committee list, I started to fill out all the organizations either I had some affiliation with or I had given money to. And I told the truth. I figured, you know what? I just tell the truth. I mean, this is where I am. This is what my deal is. And so when they get done with all of this stuff, everybody leaves the room. It's like a big classroom. Everybody leaves the classroom to go take the physical. And it's me and like six other guys that are stuck in there. Five of the other guys are too stoned to walk, I think. And they tell me, hey, you go here. And I went to the FBI. I had to go talk to the FBI. And I told them politically how I felt. And I got bounced. Now, I wouldn't turn around all these years later and claim, hey, okay, hey, I was in the 1st CAB Division. I was here, I was there. You know what? That's BS, man. That's absolute BS. Just tell the frickin' truth. Just tell the truth. How bad is that going to hurt? I don't get why Beaupre can't tell the truth about this. Beaupre, you just can't do it, I guess. I mean, why would you put on a uniform if you don't deserve to wear that uniform? And I think these vets, man, from Progress Now Action, you can go to progressnowaction.org and sign up for the Beaupre apology form there. I think, man, they got a point. I think we should support them. And I'm not saying that because Beaupre is a Republican. I'm saying if it was a Democrat that did it, it would be wrong. One line open at 303-713-7600.
Hey, guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick, it wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down...
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, 921, 21 minutes after 9. Get a job at an oldie station. Hi today, 44, Jay Marvin. Not wound totally right, but the intentions are very good. 303-713-7600, one line open here. We're talking about Bob Beaupre and anything else that may be on your mind. And let's jump to the phones, and we go to Jeff in Fort Collins. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Listen, I've called you several times. I'm a conservative. I'm always upfront about that.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. Listen, I wanted to give you a call and just give you your concern over, you know, the right wing having the patriotism, and you're not feeling that's right. You know, and I agree with that. I'm on the other side, but I don't necessarily think that just because you don't believe what maybe our administration believes or what maybe a conservative believes, that you're not patriotic. I've mentioned to you before, a lot of my relatives, almost all of them are Democrats, and they're the best people in the world. Love them to death. Here's what I feel like. It's the same thing that I feel like we have on the right when the left constantly beats us over the head with calling us, basically, if you're against affirmative action, you're a racist. We don't think that's fair. I mean, we don't, because we have different ideas about maybe how to fix the public education system, doesn't mean that we don't like kids. And that's, we're beat over the head with that all the time, is we're a party of racists, that Bush is a racist, that Cheney is a racist. And I understand how you feel, because that's how we feel. And as far as Beaupre, I mean, I guess I like Beaupre as far as his policies go. I agree with him. I mean, going out in a flight suit, Democrat or Republican, I think that's obviously a photo op. I mean, it bothered me.
Yeah, but it's not right.
No,
anyway, I agree with you. Not cool.
It's not right at all. And I'll tell you what, it bothered me and my side when Bill Clinton would walk around with a white jacket on.
But anybody who's the president of the United States,
right,
whether
he's the commander-in-chief,
he gets it. I mean, even if you look at the fictional, you know, show commander-in-chief or the West Wing or whatever, I mean, that's part of being the president of the United States. But that's far different than posing in front of a jet with a full-on flight suit on, with a combat badge on the flight suit, and not being upfront enough with voters and with people to say, hey, you know, I was never there. As a matter of fact, I got deferments. I mean, it's the same thing as Dick Cheney, who runs around with this super, you know, patriotic attitude and has no problem at all sending all these kids off to die. And why didn't Dick Cheney go? You know why he didn't go? Because he said he had other priorities.
Well, Jay, and I, like I said, that's something where I think what hurts your party is that it bothered me in 1992, or in 96, when Bill Clinton and obviously the policies he had in the past and what he had stood for in the past, in the 60s, I mean, he's running against two war veterans, and
no one had a problem because at that particular time, the war wasn't, at that particular time, the presidential election, as I remember, was not decided on the issue of foreign policy. It was decided on the issue of domestic policies, and that stuff never, for the most part, came up except in attempts to smear him in leaky little muddy stories about how he had been in Russia and he had done this and he had done that. I mean, if you honestly, intellectually, honestly look at your party, okay, if you look at your movement and you go back and you read far enough back, you'll see that the kind of things that George W. Bush does in these speeches, where he will backhandedly slap those of us who are unwilling to go along with his point of view and to infer to us that we are un-American, that we are not patriotic. He didn't invent this. He didn't just pull this out of a hat. This has been going on for 50, 60 years. And a Wisconsin senator by the name of Joseph McCarthy got himself into trouble pulling the same stunt. Go back and read and see how little things have changed.
Well, that's another thing. A gentleman called earlier who was a veteran, and I'm a veteran also, by the way. A veteran called up, and he went back, and he talked about Republican Party and what they did with the GI Bill after World War I and World War II. And I've called you before on the civil rights issue and mentioned to you that Democrats are the ones who fought civil rights.
That's right, the Southern Democrats did.
And you told me, J.J., you told me that's the past. It doesn't matter.
No, that's not what
I said.
When
somebody calls up...
No, don't.
Jay,
but, you
exactly
know, no, no. I'm sorry, Jeff.
You told
don't,
me, hey,
no,
that's
Jeff,
the past.
Jeff,
it doesn't matter. And
Jeff,
you told me that that's
no,
not
Jeff,
the Democratic Party.
Jeff,
that's the Republican Party.
Jeff,
now.
Do not put words in my mouth. That's not what I said. What I said was that you're correct. That in the past, that's exactly what happened because there was a split in the Democratic Party between Southern Dixiecrats and the Democratic Party in the North and in the West, and that you can look at it. That many people say that Lyndon Johnson, in signing the Civil Rights Act, delivered the South to the Republicans. That's historical fact.
Right, right.
I have no problem
with
that.
So we're talking about the Democratic Party right now. Why is it that the Republican Party is looked at as racist? Because we have different views. I mean, affirmative action...
Because there are many people in the Republican Party who I wouldn't call him outright being racist, but what I would call him is being, I'd call him as being exploitive and insensitive.
Because they disagree with your policies, Jay. But
not because they disagree with my policies, because I think that they are highly removed. I think that they are bought and paid for by their constituency, and I don't think that agenda. Of equal rights and that the agenda of equal advancement for all, I think it conflicts with their paid constituency. I don't know if that makes them racist. It might make them opportunists, but I don't think it makes them racist. And all you got to do is look at go to any website like Open Secrets and look and see who contributes what to whom. And then you can see why the Republican Party is basically, anti-civil rights, anti-labor.
Let me ask you one question before we go. Using that analogy, that's what my side feels like when we look at that the public education system is broken, and we look at, well, Democrats are not going to do anything to fix it because their base, their huge consistency, the teachers' union, is saying, do not change this. The bureaucracy that makes most of the money up high, not the teachers, they don't want the status quo changed.
Well,
so what's the difference in looking at that and saying, okay, the Democrats are conflicted, they're not going to come out for what's best for our kids on public education, because if they do, they're going to lose the support of the teachers' union. What's the difference?
Give me an example of where you consider that Democrats don't come out for what's right for kids.
Hold on a second. What I said was, you tell me
give
that
me
Republicans,
example.
Because they go with their constituency.
Jeff, just give me an example. Well, I can give you examples. What I can just tell you is for Republicans is, let me just pick out one. You want one? Go look at Tom DeLay's voting record. Go look at the legislation that he's introduced or the legislation that he's prevented from coming to the floor. Go look at the voting records of prominent Republicans.
It hasn't got to do with
disagreeing. What it's got to do with is go look who his constituency is. Go look at who he's tied up with. I mean, there's a high-profile case of who you can go look at, who you can see he's taken money from, who he and his friends have taken money from, and the votes that they have executed, the things that they have introduced on the floor of the House of Representatives, those are concrete examples.
Okay, Jay, using that analogy, then look at Democrats, and when you look at what's best for, I mean, right now, the majority of African Americans in inner city schools that are breaking down are for charter schools. They're for vouchers. Give us a chance. Democrats will not even give it a chance because it's against their constituency.
I don't think that there are Democrats that absolutely won't give it a chance. I think there are some who would like to experiment with it, but I think there are some who also see it as being, a meaningful, purposeful course of trying to destroy public education. I think
well,
that's
public education
I think,
destroying
I think
that's, itself.
Well,
right?
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. As a matter of fact, here's a little homework for you to do about public education. Did you read Diane Carman's column in the Post?
Was that today? No, I haven't.
Well, no, it's yesterday. We should go read it. That private schools can work, that also public schools can work, but that it takes the commitment of everyone to go ahead and to make it happen. And I'm not saying that the teachers' unions are 100% right. I'm not saying that any of those people are 100% right. But what I am saying is, and let's get back to what we were originally talking about here, is this idea that if you don't agree with particularly on foreign policy, if you don't agree, that if you don't agree with the White House and this insane, crazy policy in Iraq, that you're somehow not American, that you're somehow unpatriotic, just go back and read some of the speeches of Joe McCarthy from 50 years ago. They're exactly the same thing. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You could try to
historically dodge it all you want to do.
I'm not dodging
it.
President Bush has never said that.
Yes, he has said it.
Now
you're being blind. Now you're just being blind because he has said it. Oh, not directly outright. He's never said you're not patriotic, but he's inferred it a million times, and so has Dick Cheney. 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Things for the most part this morning have winded down. Still some heavy traffic in the Tech Center area, southbound I-25. Also northbound I-25 around Yale, some slight bunching there as well. If you have an off-the-highway accident, Quebec at Montview, it's two cars involved there, so keep an eye out for police and emergency crews. And some good news for those of you who use Loveland Pass often. Chain laws have been lifted in that area. Your weather today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. The low in the high teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, a little warmer and cloudy. The high reaching the upper 40s to mid 50s. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Directed by Julie Andrews, The Boyfriend is a jazzy, romantic spoof of 1920s musical comedy. The Boyfriend plays the Buell Theater February 21st through March 5th. Tickets available at all King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Broadcasting around the country.
Welcome back to the Ed Schultz Show.
And beyond.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
Ed Schultz around the world. And on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All around the world. Why should that surprise you?
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-508-7100. That's 1-800-508-7100. 1-800-508-7100.
9:32, 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hear me talk a lot about Rocky's Autos. Go to their website, rockysautos.com. Check out their business philosophy. Check out the selection of automobiles there, and then get on down to one of the best dealerships in the entire Front Range. If you're looking for a good, clean, late-model used car, truck, minivan, or van, or SUV, hey, Rocky's is the place to go. And they've got an endless list of product. Plus, on top of that, every vehicle is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And good people working out there, too, like my friends the Al Shear brothers. Good folks, Tom and Marv, go check them out, Spanky. All the people who work at Rocky's are there. They're dedicated to making your buying experience pleasant and helping you. And you know why? And I've said this before, and it's true. Think about it. Think about it. Dig this. If you have a good experience, then you go to somebody else and say, hey, I had a great experience. And then that person goes to somebody else, and then it goes. And that's really the most effective way to advertise is word of mouth. Because friends talk to friends. And that's what they want you to do at Rocky's. They want you to go away with a good feeling about what you've been through and the vehicle that you bought. Rocky's Autos, they're great folks. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Or just go by and see them. They're located conveniently at the location, at a convenient location, 63rd and Federal. You can't miss it. There's a big sign there out front, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we notice some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel egg sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffees. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel egg sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spinach and breakfast panini served on grilled ciabatta bread. Try one today with a cup of our darn good coffee. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
What happened to all my Rolling Stones? I guess it all went away. John Turk's in there going, too bad. Snap his finger.
If I had a nickel for every time you complained about the music, I could fly to Vegas this weekend.
Well, I thought we were going to do like the Rolling Stones all morning, man. Turk looks at me like, well, hey, you know, it's just the way it goes. You don't like it? Come over across the glass and do it yourself. 9:36, 24 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, you know what, John? Tomorrow, play anything you want. Anything we want, you know, I hear, you know, I have widespread panic from like, you know, 6:05 in the morning until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We can have widespread panic and jam bands all morning long. Will that be okay? We have the Grateful Dead. You know, all the stuff I can't stand, but I'll put up with it. No, widespread panic's pretty good.
How about Widespread Wednesdays?
All right, we'll have Widespread Wednesdays. Wednesday on the program is Widespread Wednesdays. That's fine with me. All right, let's go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Southwest Denver. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm here, Jay.
Hey, Don, you're on.
Okay, yeah. I've got a couple of comments talking about subversive organizations under McCarthy. Was one of those subversive organizations happened to be the Ground Observer Corps?
I have no clue. Haven't seen the House Un-American Activities list in years. Activities Committee. Haven't seen the UAC list in years, and don't know. But if you're interested, there are several very, very good books about the McCarthy period. One of them is called Naming Names by Victor Navsky, and there's also the Haynes Johnson book, which we just had him on here 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, that's great. I've read a little bit on McCarthy. I'm not going to tell you what political party I'm with, but I've got a couple of comments that really upset me about what some of your previous callers have said. I'm a veteran. I enlisted. I was one of those dumb 17-year-olds.
I don't think that makes you stupid.
Looking out for adventure, my high school dropout, and I got educated. I've got a couple of comments. Why do some citizens feel not necessarily the right or the left wing have to think that they have to wear their patriotism on their sleeves?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I guess because they feel that it makes them superior in some way or another, that it's a good way to control debate, that it's a, I don't know. I don't know what the psychology of that is as to why they feel that they have to do that. But you're right, some people do. Why do some people have to wear their religion on their sleeves? I wear my politics on my sleeve because I get paid to do so.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't be having this discussion with you off the air, that's for sure, because I'd want to talk about something else.
Huh. Okay, another comment that I'd like to make is when I was in the Navy, I spent 24 years in the canoe club, and I felt as though I was being patriotic by serving my country. And during World War II, I've read through the history books, it used to be completely illegal to be caught with a military uniform of any type if you were impersonating a GI, and it was illegal during World War II.
Well, that makes sense.
And I don't know if that's the case nowadays. Is it illegal to wear government-issued uniforms?
You know, I don't know. It seems to me it would be, and it seems to me it'd be morally wrong, but I don't know, because I've never been in that situation, so I wouldn't have an answer. But maybe somebody who's listening does have an answer, and maybe they'll call in and they'll tell us. Don, thank you. I appreciate the call. I don't have an answer to that. Here's Miriam in Aurora. Miriam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Called you before. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I have a cold.
Oh, God. I hope you get over it.
So, okay, anyway, regarding the Bob Beaupre incident,
mm-hmm.
I definitely think he should apologize, but I'm pretty certain that he won't. Bush did, well, okay, he's commander-in-chief, so to speak, but he didn't, and it worked for him, so as Beaupre said, let's just do it.
Well, the difference, though, would be that George W. Bush was at least in
the commander-in-chief, I know, and the head of the armed forces,
but he was at least in the reserves. I mean, when he was running, I mean, he at least had a reserve record. We're just not sure what he did in the reserves.
Oh, okay, that's the National Guard, I thought.
The National Guard, excuse me. You're right about that. We're not sure what he did in the National Guard. That's the only thing.
That's true. I take that back, then. But I still, apologizes, I'll be surprised.
No, I don't think he will either. I think he'll hope for it to blow over.
Yeah.
That's what I think will happen. Miriam, thank you. Appreciate it. Hope you feel better.
But I wanted to make one more point.
All right, quickly.
Okay, I think that what Democrats or progressives, the people on the left, should take advantage of all of these things, all the atrocities that Bush and his administration do. And that, we don't do that nearly enough. And we need to take out ads, and we need to make the whole country think about this instead of just letting all of these things blow over. And then when the election comes, you know, they get voted back in.
All right. Well said. Thank you, Miriam.
Thank you.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, having a cold is a hell of a thing. Fred in Denver. Fred, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Fred. I'm okay.
Good. Hey, a couple of things. I wanted to just tell you, I think that a lot of times you're pretty dead on about your criticism of the right. But one of the things that bothers a lot of moderate Republicans, well, I don't know how many listen to your show, but I like to listen to it sometimes just to see, you know, what's going on. But I think that you don't level any of the same criticisms that are totally valid at folks on the left. I don't hear that very often, and maybe you do, but...
Well, give me some examples of what you mean.
Well, you were just talking about, you know, you were kind of berating that guy. Give me an example of the, you know, the Democrats and how they've sold out to the NEA. Well, I'll give you a very specific example, and that's in Wisconsin, the largest voucher program in the United States has had twice the graduation rate in the voucher schools. And these are kids that are at 100 and I believe they have to be 175% of the poverty level or less in their household income, and those are the only kids allowed in. So we're talking about poor kids, and their graduation rate was twice that of the kids in the public schools. And because the NEA is pouring money into the governor's coffers, he is vetoing an expansion of that program against all levels of success. And so I just wanted to give you a...
Well, you know what, I'd have to check that out to see, but I could also give you examples where the voucher program hasn't worked successfully. But the point is that with him, I was just asking him to give me, you know, to give me some concrete examples. That was all.
There's one example.
All right. Well, that's
another thing you talk about, people being bought and paid for. You know, the election year, John Kerry took more money from special interest groups than any other senator in the United States.
You know, want to know something? I would challenge you on that. And that, I would go to voting records and I would challenge you on that. I would challenge you on that 100,000% about what...
Because then
we start to get into this whole thing about what is special interest. And I would definitely... That's a debate I would definitely like to have about special interests. I'll have that debate with you anytime. But right now, I'm out of time and I got to go to a...
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
No, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have like these really workable floor plans and more features like 3-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more. More amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Folks, call 303-654-1940. That's 303-654-1940. Experience the Johnson Advantage.
It's Jesus Hates Me, a play about the life of a former football star growing up in the Bible Belt. He finds his way out when he's offered a job at a gay ski resort in Colorado. AM 760 Progressive Talk is your chance to win tickets to the show at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Also, dinner for two at the Theater Cafe and a pair of lift tickets to Loveland Ski Area. For more information and your chance to win, log on to am760.net.
am760.net.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883. 1-800-500-2883.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 o'clock at AM 760, Progressive Talk. I've often told you about Coco and Jackson, my two dogs, my Minpin and my Welsh Corgi, and about just how much they love Purina One and how great they've done on Purina One. And we've been giving them Purina One ever since they've been puppies. But don't take my word for it. Listen to what Becky has to say.
I have Jake and Lindsay, and they're both 11 years old. And I heard an ad on the Purina One sensitive system that had the salmon in it, and I decided to try it. they both are much healthier. Their coats are shinier. They like to run. They like to play. When we first started, according to the Purina One scorecard, the dogs were in the 15 range, and after 30 days, my dogs had increased up to a 23. I definitely will not switch.
Well, there you go. Listen to what Becky has to say, and I'll tell you, Mary and I have exactly the same feeling. Hey, how will your dog do in the Purina One health scorecard? How will your dog do? And how will your dog do with Purina One? Get a health scorecard and take the Purina One 30-day challenge and rate your dog and get some free Purina One. As a matter of fact, you get a free 4-pound bag. All you got to do is call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And take the Purina One 30-day challenge today. You get that free health scorecard for your dog, plus a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
With numerous locations, the best pricing on tires, and full-service auto repair, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. We also run the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition for Tom Martino. 888-401-AUTO. 888-401-AUTO. 888-401-AUTO.
PC Answers.
I'm with Spyware Anonymous, and we don't appreciate you going to people's homes and offices and cleaning out their computers. If you don't stop it, we'll come down...
Sorry, little bug. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't let spyware and viruses drive you, buggy. Let us exterminate them for you quickly and painlessly. Call PC Answers at 303-548-1414. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Words of wisdom from Randy Rhodes.
Just because, you know, somebody is a Republican doesn't mean that everything they say is worthless, does it? I'll have to think and get back.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, why suddenly the change of heart? And now all of a sudden we got some stones? 9:49, 11 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. High today, 44. Intermittent clouds, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin here. All of a sudden, John Turk had like a change of heart, and we got to hear the Stones. Okay, I'll go with it. All right, we're in the middle of open phones, 303-713-7600, and it's whether it's patriotism you want to talk about Bob Beaupre, or whatever it is that may be on your mind, this is the place to come. Conservative, Republican, whatever you may be. Let's go to Sonny in Littleton. Sonny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Sonny. How are you?
Good. You know, you're probably going to think this is not a true call, but this is, you know, I was raised Democrat. My dad was a big Democrat. I voted for Gore.
Mm-hmm.
But after 9/11, I was kind of thanking God Bush was in there, because as far as Homeland Security goes, I thought he was a better job for it, a better man for it. But I still look at myself as a Democrat, but I'm not a liberal. Does that make any sense, what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I think a lot of people felt as you do, and I think that you could... I mean, I could obviously counter some points as to why what you felt may not necessarily be true, but you felt the way you did. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. And liberal, you know, liberal or progressive, the things about those are, you know, we need labels to identify people, but they're broad based terms. So it, you know, you may be a fiscal conservative, but you may be socially liberal. Or you may, I mean, you see what I'm saying? In other words, there's degrees of all of these kinds of things.
Right.
So you have to decide for yourself into what degree do you fit.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I still consider myself a Democrat. Though this last election, I did vote for Bush.
Well, there are moderate to conservative Democrats out there. I mean, there's
Lieberman.
Lieberman would be one. There's some other ones. I don't happen to particularly agree with them, but they're there. I mean, I think that...
Well, I almost feel guilty voting for Bush. I mean, I'm not saying it was the right thing to do. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I thought he was better than Kerry would have been. But what's wrong? You know, it just seems like the true Democratic Party doesn't have a true Democratic candidate.
Well,
you know?
what would you describe as being the true Democratic Party?
Well, who looks out for the people, who is tough on Homeland Security, who is... for abortion. I mean, You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think I don't think anybody's for abortion. I think the way to put the right way to put that would be that they honor a woman's right to choose and a family's right to make a personal privacy decision like that.
That's what I meant to say. I meant to say pro-choice. You know, though I would never have my wife have an abortion, I still think it's up to the particular family to. It would be their right to choose yes or no.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, okay, so there's one point where you know, Homeland Security. I think Democrats are just as tough on Homeland Security as Republicans. But I think that the president, I think Bush has had an unfair advantage, and I think it's an advantage that he's blown. But he had an unfair advantage in that this country was very cohesive right after 9/11 happened, and he's basically been on an agenda and has split the country apart. And now can't figure out why he can't fix that. I don't think that he's proven in any great shakes that he's any more better or responsible than anybody else. And I think that Homeland Security to a certain degree could make the case is a mess under him.
Oh no, I know it is. But what other alternative did they have? Like another example, if you don't mind me changing the subject, would be like Giuliani in New York.
Sure.
I'm originally from New York. I think he did a exceptional job with what he was dealing with. I mean, he just handled everything. It just seemed like he was in control. Yes, it was very chaotic and it was a nightmare, but it just seemed like he was the right person to have in that position. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't find anything wrong with that. I don't find anything wrong with that at all. I think on a national, can it translate out nationally? I think, yeah, if it was any other Republican Party than what it is now, he's got a problem, though. He's pro-choice. And, yeah. And you know what? The hardcore base of the Republican Party is going to allow that.
Right. You know, like, my dad died 2 years ago, and he would roll over in his grave if he knew I was voting Republican. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's almost like I feel guilty.
I think what you need to do is, if you feel like you're in the middle there, and you feel like you're undecided, I think what you need to do is just take the time to hear what both sides are saying, and then try to make up your mind and figure out which side represents your interest both economically and socially, and where you stand. I think that's basically where it is. I mean, if you like the idea, that Bush's tax cuts are aimed towards the very, very wealthy in this society, the top 2 to 3%. If you like the idea that that party basically would stop a woman's right to choose, if you like the idea that he has completely screwed up, well, he should have never gone to Iraq in the first place, and now it looks like he ginned up the evidence to get us in there. If you look at all those things, and if you still find somebody in the Republican Party, and if the Republican Party is still attractive to you, then you should go vote your conscience and vote Republican.
Right. You know, and one other thing that kind of bothers me is, whether we should have been in Iraq or not, we're there. So we need to support, the troops while they're there.
Well, I don't think anybody's not talking about supporting the troops. I think everybody supports the troops, but I think there are people out there like Jack Murtha who have, a very distinguished service career, a career record, who have stepped forward and have said that the Army is worn out, that it's time for us to start to get some kind of phased withdrawal out of there. And now Murtha is being smeared, by the right. And it's ridiculous. I mean, Murtha's got absolutely impeccable credentials when it comes to the military, and is very, very close to the military in this country. And I don't think that because you want to get out of Iraq doesn't mean that you honor the troops. I think you want to get out of Iraq for several different reasons. I think you want to get out because polls overwhelmingly show that the Iraqis don't want us. That's number one. That our very presence fuels the insurgency. That's number two. And that number three, and this is the biggest thing, is that our kids should not be over there dying in a place. We should be fighting the war on terror, not a war in Iraq.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you there.
And they're not the same.
Yeah, one American life in foreign country for not a very good reason is too many. You know?
No, it isn't. And this administration has never really given us good reason except to gin up all these marginal facts. And it's, but you know what? Here's the thing. If I were you, you just got to have to sit down and investigate this stuff for yourself. Listen to AM760. Hear what we have to say. Make your decisions based on what you hear. Listen to what the other side has to say. And figure out where it is, both economically and socially, figure out where you belong.
Yeah. Well, economically, I know I should be a Democrat.
Then you know what? And probably socially, too. I mean, I think you're for a woman's right to choose. I don't think you're for restrictive social policies. I don't think you want to see. Do you want to see prayer in school?
I'm sorry. No. I think it should be left at home.
Well, that's what the core of the Republican Party wants. They want prayer in school.
Yeah. See, my wife's a big Democrat, and we have some talks all the time about it. You know, but I guess I just need to make up my mind, and like you said, listen to both sides.
Well, listen and just see where you think you belong, and that's. You know, man, that's what I would do. That's the only thing you can do. And whatever side you take, you know, you're more than welcome to do it because this is America and everybody's got a right.
Right. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sonny, call anytime, man.
Okay, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. See you later. All right, that's it for this morning. And tomorrow morning we're going to talk to Ambassador Joe Wilson, formerly ambassador of this country, to Ambassador to Niger, and the husband of Valerie Plame. And also, we're going to talk to the guy who wrote the book, Philip Sands, who wrote the book about this whole, I guess you would call it Downing Street Memo Number 2. Is that what you would call it? This whole thing about Bush and Blair and about Bush's statements that the intelligence need to be fixed around the policy. We'll talk to him tomorrow, too, as well as you. So thanks for being here this morning, and have yourself a good day, because you know it, you deserve it.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
In 1999, Beverly Thurlaway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients. Even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain.